It's the Deals in the D.com studios. We're live on Facebook. Hello, everybody. How is the Facebook crowd? Nobody there yet?
I think the Facebook crowd.
50-some people.
It's really rough on Rick.
Yeah, I hear he's not taking it well either.
I think he's quick to temper.
It's been pointed out to me that the audience has had a large dose of Rick lately because he was on the Best Of.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. There was some little disappointment that they had to hear him so quickly after the Best Of mess.
Oh, yeah,
but, you know, that was a fluke. He will not be a regular, but I don't know, I wasn't completely disappointed with his appearance. I was fascinated that he knew when the Ming Dynasty was.
I know, another facet to Righteous Rick, Rabbiteer's Rick.
Just blown away by that. I also didn't realize he was so... Well, we should have known by seeing him on the Channel 7 story when he was after that movie stuff, but...
Yeah.
I just thought that was Rick having a crazy day.
Speaking of Rabbiteers, can you turn the external monitor down?
Thank you. All right. Show meeting. Hey, we're over 16,000 likes on Facebook now.
Hey, all right. We didn't get kicked off. Facebook's pretending to kick a bunch of people off.
They are?
Yeah, you didn't see that big story?
That wasn't about our issues, was it?
No, they kicked a bunch of Russians off, they claim. I mean, how do we know if they really are?
I don't think they know what the hell's going on, do they?
No, and they only booted, 23 accounts off?
Well... Aren't they just trying to show they're doing something? I mean, their stock
dropped 19%.
No, I know. We don't know anything. They don't know anything. They don't know half the stuff. They don't know 2% of the stuff going on their own page.
Did you see John Oliver's part on Facebook on Sunday night?
No, I didn't. Was it on Facebook?
I think it was like his worst episode ever because 10 minutes of it was an interview with Anita Hill, which is fine, but it's not really what I want to see on his show.
Why?
Because his big portion was about sexual harassment. And maybe I just wasn't in the right mindset, but I was just like, eh.
Well, isn't it a little old right now?
Me too.
I don't know. He had Les Moonves pop right in his lap for Sunday's show. You know what he had?
I'm not against the Me Too movement or anything like that. I just feel like at this point, that's not why I would watch John Oliver.
Well, I mean, he's always taking on serious topics, but his take on it was how we've done this all before and nothing has changed and how slow it changes.
Guess what? Guys are attracted to girls. Girls are attracted to guys. People don't get it right. Some people get it wrong, and people with power will always use their power for nefarious purposes.
Boys even have people a penis, girls have a vagina.
Exactly.
But what he pointed to was how he mentioned how Ford settled this big lawsuit and women are winning seats in Congress and it's been declared the year of the women and Time's Up was the theme of the Emmys. And then he goes back to the 90s. Ford paid a big settlement out for sexual harassment. 1992 saw a lot of women win seats. And then he had this clip from the 93... I think it was Emmys or Grammys, and it was Liza Minnelli singing a song, and it referenced Hillary leading the way. It was really
90s.
Fucking funny.
Tigers!
Well,
I thought it was really funny just to say, you know, hey, we've been here before, and nothing ever changes.
Well, no, power will always be abused, no matter what. And the less moon visits of the world and so on, we can get in him a little bit. Do you want to cue up Colbert? By the way, unless movies,
sure.
Since it got so much attention today.
I didn't mean to get on this. I meant to talk about the Facebook segment he did, which I thought was pretty solid. But I'll cue up Colbert.
Yeah, it's interesting. You said that you thought that was one of his worst shows.
It just, I don't know.
I thought Sacha Baron
Cohen's
show.
We're friends on Facebook.
I thought Sacha Baron Cohen's show was not the best
really?
Of his so far.
Oh,
no.
The Roy Moore pedophile wand.
Yeah, that was... It was okay. Maybe I'm just weary on that show or on him. I don't know. Or him doing the same thing.
That ultra-liberal character he has just kills me.
When he's really funny. I agree.
He's talking to Bone Crusher and he starts talking about the guy that made love to him.
I like all the characters, but I just there's just sort of a sameness in the result, which is to outrage and
rap battle.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, the rap battle. I thought that was the best thing on there. Says, that was the last thing on the show, wasn't it?
He says, you believe that you have a pretty big phallus. I believe that my phallus is bigger than yours.
It's funny how the room just broke up over that.
That was a sick burn in the rap battle.
But, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned that he had a black guest on because he's really been pounding white people on that show. When the black guys were on, though, it was all in fun. It was funny. It was just funny. It wasn't make the black guy look bad. Which, America is about, it's America's about dumb white people.
Yeah, but they're the ones making themselves, the people on that show are the ones making themselves look
stupid.
Yeah,
but he picks who he has on.
Sure.
So, I don't know. I didn't really take it that way. That was pointed out to me, and I thought about it and thought, well, that's kind of true. Maybe that's what bothers
me. Nobody's allowed to watch anything and just enjoy it anymore. Apparently, everything has to be broken down and commented on, especially comedy, which is really
boring. I'm not a racist.
Boring.
Well, you know, I go back to Saturday Night Live. I still watch Saturday Night Live. I still think it's funny, but when you have the biggest Trump hater in the world playing Trump, it does have an effect, I think, on a lot of people, especially if you're on the right. You're going to go,
that's right.
Oh, well, that prick, of course he's going to play Trump, or he must, you know, the idea is, I don't know, I just didn't.
He was very obnoxious.
Did you record Colbert?
Oh, no, I don't record Colbert. I record Kimmel.
I'll look for it.
It wasn't that great. We can talk about it. And I didn't really mean to get into all this, but I we've talked about SNL before. I think SNL to me was funnier when it was just funny. It didn't have this political bent where, you know, the president and anyone connected to him is stupid, and it's always they're the bad guy in the skit. I thought it was funnier when Dana Carvey did it, but I still watch it. I still think it's funny, but. You know, Rob Schneider, our good friend Rob Schneider, said the same thing. And I agreed with what he said. As for Sacha Baron Cohen, I don't know. I just always thought he was, going back to Borat, I don't remember Borat having or feeling anything about Borat other than that he was funny. And Ali G, too. Oh, I don't even remember knowing who his targets were, really.
Well, he had people that acted like idiots on those shows, too.
Yeah, well, now I'm
almost
inclined
to... Now because characters are on each extreme of the political side, people have to analyze it and break it down and just get mad at him for people looking dumb on there.
Well, this is what sucks is virtually everything feels political eventually, it seems. Things that you would never think about. What are we talking about today?
But that's on the consumer. That's on the consumer. That's on the person watching it.
Well, but it gets pointed out and it gets broken down, and a lot of it does... You know, the thing today with James Gunn I thought was so stupid... This guy has these, they're pretty bad tweets. You know, this business of going back in time to Twitter in 2012, whatever.
I don't know, I had fun doing it today with some accounts.
Yeah, we can talk about that. That certainly will hit close to home when somebody gets here.
Where is he?
I think he was closing a deal.
Fake!
I don't know. I think he really was.
Well,
maybe.
We'll know if he was because he will plug the person.
We were supposed to watch Chappaquiddick before the show today.
Oh, romantic.
I know. I was really excited about our pre-show date. The James Gunn thing. These people are signing a petition demanding Disney take him back for Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Which, who's ever really cared that much about a director?
Well, they all are in the movie. All the actors in the movie are the people leading this. And I'm thinking... Wait, are you really objective? Should you really be the people deciding this? I don't know. I'm not upset about his tweets. I never saw him in 2012. I never saw him in 2018 until somebody had to deep dive and get him fired.
Once again, those are just tweets.
And then here we have Roseanne, who is bitching, saying, "Hey, why is everybody defending James Gunn? Where were they when I needed help?" And
yeah.
I think she has a point, although she shouldn't be making it. Maybe someone else should be making it.
And that was a new, recent tweet as opposed to one before the guy was even hired by Disney.
Which tweet?
Gunn's tweets. They were before Disney even hired him to do Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, I don't think that matters that much.
Maybe not.
And with Disney, and she was fired. Wait, wasn't she working for... Was she working for Disney?
Yeah, ABC.
Yeah, okay. Same company. And then as I'm reading about this today, I read that this is just a sort of about how everything is political. James Gunn, those tweets were dug up by some far right person, I guess. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, we talked about that. Remember the producing brothers that this is where it gets even dumber, Drew. So I think it's the Duplass brothers, the guys that did Wild Wild Country. They're executive producers of that. And the Evil Genius one, one of them tweeted out, hey, you know, it's okay to look at the other side, follow Ben Shapiro, see what they say. And, of course, those people, the ultra-liberals, were like, what? Here's his old tweets. Blah, 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 blah. And so,
wait, the Duplass brothers?
He said you should follow, if you should look at the other side and hear what they're saying. But then followers, you know, on the far left were like, yeah, but this guy said this, 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 and this. So then
Shapiro.
Then the extreme on the right, that Jack, I can't even remember his last name, but those two guys dug up all of that guy's tweets. So
don't
now,
you love social media?
The Duplass brother that originally tweeted about Shapiro had to go back and delete it and then apologize, which is even worse than his first tweet, if you ask me, the apology.
Not looking too good.
Is it true that it was a Braves fan who dug up the Nationals players' tweets after
that was
the Braves
just,
guy?
That was irresponsible speculation that Brandon and I had.
Oh, okay. I saw someone else say the same thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it was Nationals fan that dug it up on the
Braves
pitcher.
I wondered if part of the James Gunn thing was if people were mad that a person on the right did it, or if James Gunn is just part of the left because he's in high. I don't fucking know. Whereas Roseanne is part of the right because she likes Trump, so nobody defends her. I don't think any of this stuff is terribly defensible. It's all really stupid.
But you see the pattern where everybody has to retaliate and get the next other side in trouble. Just like you just mentioned, the Washington Nationals, he pulls out those tweets. What ends up happening? Well, somebody goes through all the Washington National players' tweets, and they find Trey Turner, shortstop. He did the same thing, so now he's in trouble, too.
It was somebody who didn't like the Braves thing, obviously.
Yay, Twitter.
Right.
Well, whoever it was. So,
gotta retaliate.
Did you find Colbert?
Yeah.
Okay. He commented on Les Moonves.
Weekend, some people asked me, probably because I work here, what do you think is going to happen? I don't know. I don't know who does know. In a situation like this, I'd normally call Les.
On The Late Show, Stephen Colbert addressed the recent sexual misconduct. Moonves has denied
happened, but I do believe in accountability. And not just for politicians you disagree with. Everybody believes in accountability until it's their guy. And make no mistake, Les Moonves is my guy. He hired me to sit in this chair. Accountability is meaningless unless it's for everybody, whether it's the leader of a network or the leader of the free world.
Be more funny.
He did tell a couple jokes after that, which I did not think were funny. Did you hear his jokes?
No.
Mm-mm. I thought they were stupid. I thought I was like, why is
what
he
were they
jokes
about Les Moonves?
Yeah, or something related to that.
Well, give him credit for not standing by, because what he said is true. People, you know, shit all over it unless it's their guy.
I thought it was a little... I didn't think there was a lot of point to it. You know, I almost feel like you should say, you know what, I can't really say anything. He's my friend.
Yeah, but that's...
I'm not your friend, buddy!
That's the weak way out.
Well, to say accountability for everyone is... What does that mean?
You should be held accountable even though he's his friend. Fuck him.
Yeah.
I think to say if this is true, he should be gone. If 10% of this is true, he should be gone would be a more powerful statement. What I read was, I don't know, it just wasn't even close. So, but you know, when it's your friend, it's hard. I don't really know. It's a terrible position for a guy like Colbert to be in. But going back to James Gunn, by the way, is there something about jokes about child molestation that is there something that's not so bad about that? Because it's weird to me. That is so despicable. And it seemed odd to me that people would be so supportive of this guy over that. So, I mean, that seems like such a hard thing. But then I went back to Roman Polanski, who got that giant standing ovation when he couldn't show up to get his Oscar.
Yeah, but come on, separate those two things. One is a tweet taken out of context. Who knows what the context is? The other is Roman Polanski actually.
Yeah, but a standing a 5-minute standing ovation at the Oscars.
I know. It's ludicrous. But to act like what James Gunn did is as bad as Polanski's.
I didn't think it was the same thing at all. But I just jokes about pedophilia, I just thought that was, what? Who makes jokes about pedophilia? I just thought it was really weird, especially on Twitter. And when he said that was a different person, and we pointed out he's 51 years old, he was 42
or something. Work. That doesn't work there, my
But anyway, oh God, all this foolishness.
Yeah, but Twitter was a different type of medium then in a way. It wasn't nobody as knew big as back. What it is now. And you didn't know what you were getting yourself into. I'm sure there's a lot of individuals who are looking back at their old MySpace pages going, holy shit, what did I put on there years MySpace. And years and years ago?
What about my Friendster?
Right.
what about my Tumblr?
I don't know where Maz is, but our good friends at Zod Ford and Holly are loving the Take Maz to the Top Listener Contest for the month of July. We should find out results soon. To heat things up, there are a couple summer sales event. Oh, wait, is there a new Zod copy?
For August. Do you want the August one?
No, I guess not. I assume.
Well, here's the August one. I just didn't, you know.
Yeah, I'm not.
Most people listen to this in August.
I don't remember what. Due to overwhelming demand for an incredibly limited time, Zod Ford is conducting their amazing Key for Key event now through Friday, August 10th, because Maz doesn't work Saturdays. Exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 18 Ford without spending a dime out of your pocket. Also, their goal is to match or lower your monthly payment. Zod Ford will assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease, no matter what you owe. This event features a straight key-for-key exchange. Give them the keys to your vehicle. They will give you the keys to a brand new Ford. Plus, Zod Ford will make your first month payment. No hassles, no gimmicks, no pressure. Only from our friends at DealsInTheD.com. And then there's Diva. They are busy diving women away, making them... Nice. Oh, more exciting than ever.
Nice.
Or maybe as exciting as they used to be or used to feel anyway. As Diva, the Diva Vaginal Laser uses hybrid technology.
Vagina.
What was that?
The password is.
Oh, that.
The password.
Quiet. Red Thomas Beard. Vagina.
God, that is one of the funniest parts of that movie, and I laugh out loud at that movie almost every time I see it. Anyway, use two lasers to create zoned, controlled zones of coagulation heat, that is, to chosen depths in the vaginal tissue that stimulate neocollagenesis, new collagen, and fractionally vaporize microlaser channels in the vaginal canal. What does that mean? It just means a lot tighter and probably feel a lot better, and there are problems associated with the aging process that a lot of people don't like that tend to disappear, incontinence, things like that. Anyway, it's an easy procedure, and you're kind of in and out, and you can even be doing everything you would normally do within 48 hours. But
in, out, in, out, three times.
Don't take my word for it. Take see what some of the women say on the website and some of the videos they have about Diva. The women that want it and think about it and feel they need it, they're crazy. They love it after they have it done. So call for a consult. Boobs, boobs, always boobs, and everything else they do. Yeah, remember that when you go in for your consult, because they will ask you for the password. 248-338-1110, 248-338-1110, or DRROCHE, and Tom Mazaway.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, Maz?
How's things?
Did you win the contest?
My man Dan conceded to me just before I left the dealership.
What?
Are you sick?
Yeah.
You are?
What happened?
I don't feel good.
Your voice sounds.
Yeah, you should have heard me earlier.
Is this were you overworked as a result of the contest?
What time is it? Because I'm hurting.
You're going to file workman's comp.
There's a lot of pressure on me this month. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We did it.
Workman's comp for a sore throat.
Did he concede because you won, or did he concede because he had to concede?
No, he conceded because he decided that I've won.
He decided you won.
He can't beat me.
Really?
He mustn't have any deals in the works.
What was the final score for the 15 or 16 people who are in the hat?
I've got 15.
Yes.
Sold. After today, I sold my last one today.
Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
And he had?
I think he's got 12, but the dealership's still open. It's the last
month. I see. Oh, okay, so you can see it before you left. Is that an off month for him?
That's an off month and for everybody.
Yeah, you know,
a little bit of a quiet month this month.
I forgot who told me this, but somebody, and I think it's an agency person, was telling me that the car sales were a little sluggish of late, and so there were some deals coming.
I must say, I think I had a lot to do with that, okay?
I know that Zot's been coming around with some deals too.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, so okay, so we'll be pulling a name pretty soon for a studio visit.
How about that? One out of 15.
Well.
Are you contagious?
I don't think so.
Okay. Are you gonna go to the hospital?
You sound great.
Thanks. No, I'm not going to go to the hospital yet.
That throat sounds like it's closing up fast.
I'm worried about you.
No, you're not. You're just worried about yourself.
No, I don't care about me. Worried about you.
Thanks, guys. No, that's going to Jersey in the morning.
That's a weird illness for this time of year, isn't it? Kind of, sort of.
I got a headache yesterday, and then it developed into a sore throat. Then today I woke up. I was okay. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Oh, that'll do it.
But I don't have a sore throat, per se, but the voice is shot.
So you're on vacation for August?
Starting today. Starting right now.
Really?
Yeah.
When do you get back?
Get back next week.
Oh, okay.
Next Wednesday.
Wow. God, that's a nice vacation.
So you're not going to be here next Tuesday?
Yeah, I'll be here.
She said Wednesday, though.
Don't worry. I'll be here.
Okay.
So you had to make it to the last day of the month for the contest.
I made it for the last day of the month.
Oh, boy. And you're going to Jersey, 31st. Huh?
Yeah.
Are you going to be on the boardwalk?
You know it. The boardwalk in Manhattan.
Jersey Shore. Yeah.
Probably get some pizza.
Yankees game?
You know what? I don't think they're home when I'm there.
What about the Mets?
The Mets might be home. I got to check them out.
That's a lovely accent you have.
Thank you.
New Jersey?
I got to Coors Field.
I heard.
Nolan Arenado hit a bomb for me.
One of my favorite places.
It was really nice. Had you been there?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was really nice.
Back in the day. When the Red Wings used to go into – Red Wings were in the playoffs back in the day.
Yeah?
We'd make a trip. To
Coors Field?
And of course, I'm in Denver. I got to go to Coors.
Yeah, it was nice.
Denver sucks ass.
There you go.
Yeah, it was a nice time.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
Triple Threat.
Yeah, Triple Threat Trio plus Warren.
I had some people asking me, what do you guys do? What do the Triple Threat do when they're there?
Mostly laugh about stuff from high school.
It's good.
David.
They had some ideas because you guys were in Colorado, of course.
Oh, yeah, there were some dispensary stops.
Yes,
there
of
were.
Course.
Yes.
Smoke weed every day.
Did you catch Chappaquiddick while you were there?
I did not.
Okay.
But my sister bought it because she was here taking care of Mags and Layla and going to Dr. Patty? Yaldo. Yeah.
Patty! How'd she do at Yaldo?
I think she's a good candidate.
Excellent.
She's got cataracts.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she can't see.
Congratulations, Patty.
She can't see shit.
I got some baby ones growing.
Hey, she might be a candidate for Zot one of these days.
She might. She might.
You want to pop on Fox News at 10 o'clock last night? First of all, Elric had a killer story.
I heard.
Oh, my God.
They said there was a few tweets that say, don't get on this guy's bad side.
You piece of garbage.
You know, I know people say that, but his reporting is, it's not like he just makes people look bad. These are people.
He catches them.
It's incredible. The people who are running for state senate. And the Senate, and I'm trying to remember all the things they're running for, but the same recycled jackasses who, one guy's got 9 felonies, and then he had all these financial misdeeds. He
didn't think that he was going to get caught running?
No, he ran his name after out there. He had 9 felonies.
I know.
And then he committed more misdeeds, financial, anyway.
He never thought they were going to get caught. We caught him.
It's the first, let's run the Elric story first. Why not, Elric? Let him lead the show.
Is that Kush?
Yeah, Kush is running. He's running for office.
Is he a write-in?
How about
Coleman? I think he is a write-in.
How about the Coleman train?
Coleman Young Jr. is not mentioned in the story. These are all the recycled scum that keeps getting jobs, keeps getting elected. It's amazing. Detroit doesn't have better people than this.
Love that lady that lives on the west side of the state. That's right.
A guy who didn't go to office the last time he held office. And, of course, my old pal George Cushingberry. All disgraced and all hoping voters give them another chance.
I'm not dead. They came to me thinking I was dead.
We know you live. We know you live. We just don't know where you live.
Shut up. I'm not dead.
You are telling a lie. State Representative Betty Cook Scott isn't dead. It just might seem like it because she doesn't show up for work very often. I first reported on how the Right Honorable Lawmaker from Detroit's East Side used so many addresses, it was hard to tell where she really lived.
Hello, Betty Cook Scott.
Megaphone.
Betty Cook Scott, please. Hello, Betty Cook Scott.
You see that song? Have you seen
your home? If this is your home,
You know what I mean? Then I reported on how she narrowly avoided being evicted from her official residence.
It would have been nice to get her out of there because I know she's going to be a pain in the neck.
That's her
landlord.
Now
have a state lawmaker who is a tenant in good standing. That's got to feel pretty good, right?
Not really. She's a handful to deal with.
Oh. Now Representative Cook Scott wants a promotion to the Senate. Perhaps it's because, judging by her voting record, she doesn't seem to like going to the House of Representatives as often as her colleagues. MichiganVotes.org reports that only one House member missed more votes than Ms. Cook Scott.
Yeah,
disgraced former state rep Brian Banks is just the opposite. He loved going to the state house so much, he only missed four votes in more than 4 years in office.
All right.
Mr. Banks just didn't want to go to the big house, which is why he resigned from the legislature in 2017.
Mr. Banks, back on June 29th of 2010, did you prepare an application for a loan from the Detroit Metropolitan Credit Union?
Yes.
Okay. In that application, did you put information that was false?
Yes.
Okay. And did you overstate what your income was in that application?
Yes.
And did you do that with the intent to get a loan?
Yes.
Thank you.
To Speaker Tom Leonard and Democratic Leader Sam Singh, I, Brian Banks, representative for the 1st House District, pursuant to MCL 168.175, submit my letter of resignation from the House of Representatives.
The Right Honorable Mr. Banks cut a deal to avoid going behind bars, but he didn't feel much like discussing his political future.
He paused for a second. Well, I don't understand. Because he resigned, he doesn't have to go to prison?
Yeah, I don't get that.
What the fuck is that?
Well, he made a deal.
But that shouldn't work that way.
What is his job just because he's elected?
I
don't understand. He should be held to a higher standard.
Somebody else could just quit their job then if they're up against
it. No, of course not.
If you make a deal.
Never. But that's a deal because of who he is.
If you got in trouble and they said, quit Zod in the podcast and we won't charge you.
Remember when I stole those monies from the Meadowlands? They made a deal. You leave this job, you will not prosecute.
That's because you took the fall for Sammy.
I took the fall for Mark Sturgis, the rat.
Okay, we run a little more of this. This is just amazing.
Are you running for office or just running?
Have a good day.
Talk to me, man.
Thank you.
Please
have a good day.
It's all ML's fault.
That's a big jump. Just answer questions. Now he is running for the state Senate.
Oh!
Mr. Banks may be hoping voters will forget the 8 felony convictions he had before he first got elected to the House in 2012.
I like
the
slogan.
Or the times landlord tried to evict him.
On Banks.
Or the lawsuit filed by a former staff member who accused him of sexual harassment.
It was one day inside the hotel, so you want me to sleep with you? It was just too much.
The state spent about $100,000 to settle that case. One of Mr. Banks' opponent in that state Senate Democratic primary is John Alumba.
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
Alumba is a former state representative who didn't seem to like going to work at all, based on the number of times I caught him playing hooky.
Shouldn't you be in Lansing right about now?
I'm headed to Lansing right now.
You've got the worst attendance in the entire state house.
But my voting record speaks for itself.
Exactly.
Another old acquaintance of mine may be hoping that if voters don't remember Banks and Alumba's problems, they'll forget his too. I refer, of course, to the former Detroit City Councilman, George Cushingberry. Voters refused to give Cush, as his friends call him, a second term on council. So he's hoping for a seat in the Senate. We don't have enough time to go over all of Mr. Cushingberry's problems.
Councilman, we need to talk to you about this. You have not filed your campaign finance report. Councilman! Why are you pretending that you're still a lawyer? Councilman,
you didn't answer any of my questions, sir. The Right Honorable Mr. Cushingberry's troubles range from evictions to the loss of his law license to failure to file a campaign finance report to, well, you get the picture. The latest issue is a federal lawsuit filed by a former city council employee who accuses him of sexual harassment. Mr. Cushingberry told a city investigator that the real problem may be that he did not harass the women on his staff.
Under no circumstances did I make any sexual advances to them. In fact, to the contrary, I think that's what made some of them mad, because I won.
Piece of garbage.
Oh, no trip down memory lane would be complete without one more Banks.
You can pause.
Carol Banks.
Carol Banks had a city job and a Detroit public schools job, and she wasn't really. They were the same hours.
Oh.
So she was getting full-time pay for two jobs, and she wasn't really showing up for either one of them.
Is this an older story?
Yeah, I think it's an older story.
She's running again?
Yes. Oh, they're all running again. That's what I can't believe. Brian Banks, you can run with eight felonies for state office?
Who cares?
Eight is enough.
And then you can resign because of false loan applications and sexual harassment. The state spends $100,000 and then you can run again? Really?
As long as it's a different job.
It's ridiculous.
And the Cushenberry thing, it was funny. That was absolutely true when he said, I don't have time to explain all the things this guy did. He left out the police chase, the drunk driving, or the whatever that was, when he ditched
it's
the cops.
Political bullshit.
And then claimed it was racism, blah, 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 blah. I mean,
but you look at Effie's running.
Wow. But the first story they had, if you want to go back to 1001, this was a pretty good example of no guns, no more guns for you, except how it never works. Although there is evidence that maybe no more guns for you is coming. I saw in Florida where they confiscated. How many guns was it?
450 individuals had to give up their guns.
Yeah, and all those people
they want
of course,
our guns!
Are bitching up a storm.
And a couple states have that law, too. Remember that Vice
Yeah, the red flag
story.
Laws. Yeah. No, I think that's a good law. I think a lot of people support that. You know, nothing's perfect. But speaking of, before you get into this story, I was watching today a story about these, is it 3D guns, these plastic
3D printing,
guns?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That you can build yourself with plastic and they're undetectable and they have no serial number. Oh, that's just great. What a great idea that is. Mm-hmm. Do a lot of people support that?
Obviously.
I would think no, I'm not sure, but some people probably
I wouldn't think responsible gun owners would want that.
No, not at all.
It's just anyway, check this out. This is just unfucking believable.
What I'm worried about is her firing somebody else.
It was nearly a year ago. Chris Eastham and his friend Mark were victims of road rage near this BP gas station at the intersection of West Warren and Ann Arbor Trail in Dearborn Heights.
She pulled right out in front of Mark and he slammed on the brakes. They did a little back and forth thing and she pulled a gun. He thought that she flipped him off because he wasn't really paying attention. He's watching the road. And I said, no, that's a gun.
Chris says he got out of the truck. They began arguing. The woman fired her gun and took off. Luckily, she missed. Dearborn Heights police caught up with the woman and arrested her. Officers found two guns in her car and a spent shell casing in the back seat. They also pulled surveillance video from the gas station. Initially, the Wayne County prosecutor charged Bridget Edwards with 10 felonies, from felony firearm to discharge from a vehicle to felony assault. But on Monday, that all changed.
She got off on one misdemeanor, so she still can have a gun. She can still shoot at people. I'm just dumbfounded.
Chris learned there wouldn't be a trial. And to make it worse, Edwards' case was pled down from 10 felonies to just one misdemeanor.
They seriously dropped the ball. I've been waiting for a phone call back. I haven't heard back yet. I called
that's
the supervisor
pretty much story.
For the EPA.
Can you believe that?
Great lawyer.
Why? Why?
I don't know. Why is the guy... Okay, remember the guy that shot at the black kid that knocked on his door?
Yeah.
He shot at somebody in a road rage event. In 2014, I believe it was, and he got a misdemeanor. Hmm. Why? Anybody who shoots at somebody over road rage, as far as I'm concerned, no more guns for you. And that goes for Janelle from Teen Mom, too.
Your rules don't take place. It's
unfortunate. No, they don't. Nobody wants to follow my rules.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns.
Is that Alex Jones?
Of course.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
From my cold, dead hands.
Well, I'm talking about people who use guns irresponsibly, not responsible gun owners. Hopefully people understand that. But anyway, yeah. It's so frustrating. And I'd love to know why. Why did she plead down to a misdemeanor? Who is she? Why is she so special?
Must have had to pay a lot of money to a great lawyer.
Just to get I doubt that person is a great lawyer.
10 felonies? 10 felonies down to one misdemeanor.
Probably just to get a win in the legal system.
I don't call that a win.
Move on to the next case.
How about one felony? 10-1.
Hard to prove. I don't know.
I have to believe that the goal was to not get a felony so she could keep her gun.
Yeah, but why would the prosecutor want that?
I don't know. This guy says he wasn't even informed.
Maybe he's in cahoots.
And then today I noticed just on the crime front, we'll get off crime. It's really not a lot of fun. Serena and Venus Williams, remember when her sister was murdered by a Crip? who shot, she was with her boyfriend, her husband or boyfriend.
Really? I don't know that.
Oh, you know that? Yeah. No. They have a, it's her half, it's their half sister.
Okay.
Was this, I like, was this last year?
How come?
But no, I'm not good in it.
This was in 2002, I think. Okay, it wasn't adjudicated. Way back.
Why didn't she get to play tennis?
The sister?
Yeah.
I don't know. She was a half sister, so maybe it was the dad's genes. I don't know.
Richard Williams didn't like her.
You can, maybe. Yeah, she didn't work hard enough.
They already
no,
had
she
a doubles team.
She was murdered when this Crip was shooting at her, either husband or boyfriend, shot 12 times into their parked vehicle and killed her instead of him. And he got 15 years for some reason. He's out. Just got out.
For a murder.
A murder. Yeah. And,
cold-blooded
and, you know,
murder.
I was watching the Paul Manafort trial discussion today. Mm. They're saying that he could get life in prison. I'm thinking,
no, he's
okay,
not.
No, he won't get life in prison. But it's just amazing how some people, you know, like White Boy Rick, for example, 29 years. This guy murders somebody in cold blood for 15. No reason, shoots into an occupied vehicle, and only kills one of the two people, kills the wrong
only.
One by accident. Yeah, and he gets 12 years.
Well, it's the wrong person. Is that the defense?
I don't know. Well, you know, if she
that's
hadn't...
manslaughter. He wasn't trying to kill her.
That's true.
If she hadn't died, he yeah, probably would have kept his gun.
Yeah.
They probably said, let's make it a misdemeanor.
Wow.
Boy. Hey, who's the...
Fun stuff.
Did you try... What's the percentage chance, Brandon, on the free ass whoopings guy?
Oh, I think it's a pretty good chance. I would put that up in the upper 70s.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's almost a guarantee.
That's a lock.
Why is he so good at ass whooping? Why would I need him to?
This guy,
I guess
whoop my
he
kids
spanked
ass.
His kids.
He likes to.
He's gone viral on Facebook after posting a picture of himself with a little stand in the front yard that says "free ass whoopings," and he's got a paddle, and he's offering his services to spank your children for you.
He was in a store, and a kid was crying because the mother wouldn't buy him a piece of gum. How old was the kid, Brandon? You remember offhand?
I don't.
This is from Brandon's prep, by the way.
Piece of gum.
Yeah, and
it's
then
a garbage.
Did somebody tell that kid to aim higher?
The kid wouldn't stop crying either. He said, "Finally, the kid stopped crying," and then the kid started crying again. And so I think he asked
5 years
the mom,
old.
You know, you want me to whip that kid's ass? And and the mom said the kid was spoiled. I think she sort of agreed with him. But anyway, so we set up the stand, and now he is a thing.
Anybody taking him up on
it? You just take him and then whip his ass good and proper.
I don't know.
That's what he needs.
Most people are mad at him.
What do we have as far as nationality goes on this guy?
He's a white guy.
Oh, he's a whitey.
Yeah.
Okay.
A whitey.
That's racist, Tom.
Jeez, Maz. Got a problem with whiteys? Jeez.
Just checking.
Okay.
Well, I get my facts straight.
Did it matter? Kill
Whitey!
Do you support him more or less because he's white?
I don't support him.
You don't?
No.
You don't want to give any of your kids an ass whipping?
No.
Well, let him do it.
That's all
then.
The whites yeah, can hope say, for these days.
Takes the guilt off of you. That's
yeah.
really what he's doing.
I can give a point.
When they go over their phone usage, right to that guy.
I can do that.
Is the phone usage an issue still?
It's an issue.
Okay. Well, let's see. Before we call him. As you know, my sister Patty was in from Chicago to see Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation, and sure enough, she has cataracts, so that means I'm probably just a few years away from getting them. But lucky for her, multifocal...
You're my sister!
How long? Do I have to hear this every day?
Yeah.
We're getting a copy change very quickly if I do. Multifocal lens replacement will replace her clouded cataract lenses. Oh boy, it's a painless procedure. She'll be good for the rest of her life with precise near vision and likely 20/20 or... better far vision. And she hates driving at night. She says that won't allegedly be a problem either.
Come on, Patty.
Many of our podcast listeners who are over 50 or have already done this and are ecstatic about it. Many others under 50 have gotten LASIK from Dr. Yaldo. Are also thrilled to finally be free of the hassle of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses. Including two members of the Triple Threat Trio at LASIK. Not with Dr. Yaldo, but they both were big fans. Dr. Yaldo is Michigan's premier eye surgeon, having performed over 30,000 LASIK and over 10,000 cataract and lens replacement procedures. So there. And David Hall, his team won the Hall Financial Classic.
Oh, not surprised.
What a setup.
Oh, he's a scratch golfer.
Are we going to be able to put a team together that challenges him? I know Brett, they were 8-under.
Jesus.
It sounds like they played pretty well to me.
Not a bad golfer.
You should have had Gabara, I told you.
Well, I offered Gabara a place in the foursome, and he didn't... for some reason, I don't know, maybe he was choking under the idea of the pressure.
Okay.
He didn't even choke under pressure. He choked under the idea of pressure.
Now, why don't you calm down,
the idea of pressure. Yeah, that sounds like him.
Anyway, David, he was 13 under last year, wow. I think. And I think he's had 19 under once. I mean, he's got him and three
other good golfers. And he didn't even cheat in a scramble like Brandon and his friends do.
Mm. No, I think they're pretty by the book. I mean, he's won the Michigan Amateur.
Brandon won again.
How'd I cheat in a scramble?
You admitted to it. Didn't you admit that you guys...
No. I admitted that there was a flaw in the system in which the first 2 weeks...
Of.
Yeah, I took advantage of it. The first 2 weeks that we had gone out, we were so bad that it locked in our handicap somehow. I didn't run the league. And it just so happened that as the season went on, we got really good. And so since we had that high handicap, we started smoking people. So,
yeah, but I thought at the one charity event that you won, didn't you admit to that? That you guys had a little...
No,
okay.
I've never cheated.
You're right.
Stop throwing these allegations around.
How'd you guys get good all the time?
Sure, sensitive about it.
GEDs?
No, my partner was really good. My buddy Tim was fantastic. However, I was so bad. But as the season progressed, I got better and better.
That's cool that he was so good and yet he had that high handicap. That helps a lot.
Yeah, I know.
That's the thing. Pulled them down.
Everybody said that we were sandbagging because we were playing so well and we had this shit handicap.
But that was your league. I thought the charity golf outing you did the other weekend.
I don't remember cheating.
Strange.
Never cheat.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Sounded like it was a real sensitive subject. I don't know what that means, but anyway.
You better move on.
I don't like these allegations. It's my character.
If you are buying a home, considering refinancing, or want to take cash out of your home, or anything to do with a home loan, contact David Hall. They'd love to fix you up, just like they fixed up first place in that Hall Financial Classic. The only reason he's having the tournament is to win another trophy. Just click. Will somebody be able to beat his butt one of these years? I doubt it.
I think so.
I think he's got I suspect he's got a very good team. But people are having fun trying. Just click the Hall Financial logo on the Drew and Mike podcast webpage and fill out the online form. I guess they raised a lot of money for charity, too. And our guys were in there bidding away and buying raffle tickets, too. So thank you, Brett. There's no obligation to have your questions answered by David himself or one of his team members. But, of course, you probably want to talk to him if you click that link for Hall Financial on the Drew and Mike webpage. 248-308-5000 if you want to call. Tell them we sent you. Big reasons to call or click today. Home improvements. Shorten the term of your loan. A lot of people going from 30 years to 15 or 20 because they're either doing very well and they can pay a little more and they want to be done, or if you want to buy a new home with a little money down. Dave and his team have all the programs you're looking for. Restrictions apply. Michigan licensed broker, lender, NMLS number 1467435, Seth Hutt.
I think I know what it is. I had told you that we won skins.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, you cheated in skins. Does that not count as cheating?
No, I didn't cheat. We just so happened to shoot an eagle on a par 5.
Ooh,
somehow you turned me having a fantastic hole into I cheated.
So. I like that you brought it up again so you could say that you had a fantastic hole.
That's crazy, though, when you have
sensitive.
These super high handicap guys getting eagles and stuff. That's weird. Pretty cool. There's a Hall Financial hotline.
Why don't you get mad at him?
It's open. And let's see if we can find out about these free ass whoopings. That was a perfect drop, by the way, Brandon. I love that lady. Dwayne. Would you let Dwayne give your child an ass whooping?
God, these numbers better work.
This might be something you'll have to think about, Brandon, if he stays in the business.
Maybe if Brandon gets this number right, he gets an ass whooping.
I think he's looking for under 13, but maybe whipping some adult ass would be a good idea.
I wonder what his age limits,
Under 13, apparently. I don't know. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is this Dwayne?
Yes.
Dwayne Stamper?
Yes.
Dwayne, it's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. We were reading about your free ass whoopings, and we wondered if anybody's taking you up on it.
It's lined up. Mainly adult women.
Oh,
hot.
Really?
Nice.
So there's no age limit, huh?
I had to let them go.
Oh,
I let my wife take care of them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hot, even nice. Hotter.
Yeah, that is pretty
yeah.
hot.
Yeah.
But what now? What inspired you? Because you're sitting there in front of your house. You got the free ass whooping sign, and a lot of people are. Well, that's interesting. Is this a good idea? Is this a bad idea? But what led you to offering the free ass whoopings? Was I heard there was a child that you thought maybe need a little ass whooping?
Well, you know, I was at a restaurant. Lady in front of me, child was 5, 6 years old, little boy, just kept crying, holding his blanket. You know, I have compassion. You know, maybe there's something wrong with him or whatever, but she kept telling him no. Kept telling him, be quiet, be quiet. Finally, she says, honey, you have to really be quiet. She just really babying him. And I said, ma'am, would you like me to take care of that? So I just started laughing a little bit. And she said, oh, no, he's just upset he didn't get any gum.
Gum?
Yeah, so I let it go, didn't say anything. We're still standing in line, been there for a while. The kid will not stop, just on and on. And finally I said, I had a buddy with me and a couple other guys, and I said to the lady, I was like, ma'am, you know, if you bust his ass, he would probably quit that crying, take him to the bathroom, you know, do it in public or do it in the bathroom or whatever, but he would stop. Trust me. I had my ass whooped as a kid, and I learned to shut up. And then the grandmother says, oh, he's just spoiled. That's why he cries. And then they laughed about it. And
your kids are soft.
Everybody that, yeah, and then everybody that was there in the room with us in the waiting area, they were all like, when I was a kid, if my parents told me to be quiet, I knew to be quiet because I'd get my ass whooped. So that's kind of how it started. I come home, made the post about it. The next day, I took so much slack over that post that I had put out there because I said that child probably should have had his ass busted. So as a joke, I set it out in the front yard, you know, and had a picture taken and put it on there. Well, you know, a lot of people, 95% or better, loved the post. Then I got the haters saying, ah, you're just a Trump fan, and that's why you want to beat kids. And, you know, they threw the Trump thing on there.
What does Trump have to do with it?
Well, it's his fault. That's what they said. So,
just for the record, are you a Trump fan?
I do support some of these things, not everything.
Okay. So, well, it's interesting.
Right.
Even,
thank you.
Even a little ass whooping becomes political somehow. I don't get it, but.
Right. When I was a kid, I got them. And I didn't get beat. There's a big difference between getting a whooping and getting beat. You know, you've got a line there that you got. A whooping isn't the very first go-to. You have to teach your kids from the beginning your voice. You have to tell them what no means. And then the last resort is a whooping. No one wants to whoop their child, but that's the last
you can
resort.
Do it.
How many kids did you have? How many kids did you have, Dwayne?
How many kids did I have? Well, a lot of parents in the neighborhood, they was bringing them down as jokes. So, you know,
How many children? How many children do you have? Kids?
I have a son and a daughter, and I have 3 stepchildren.
Did they have to get an ass whooping once in a while?
You know, my son got a few whoopings, but I don't think my daughter ever did. She understood the voice. You know, once you change your voice a little bit, she understood that.
Did you
son, he got a few whoopings.
He did.
Yeah.
And how do you respond?
He's a fine young man.
So he's turned out fine.
And he's got a boy of his own, and he's teaching him respect. Yes, sir. I mean, he's only
he's
2 years old.
He's whooping him, huh?
Stop, you got to teach him.
Is he whooping him?
I'm sorry?
I said, is he whooping his son's behind?
Not like whooping, but, you know, he tells him no and then taps that bottom.
I do. I kind of like that ass whooping. That sounds like something fearful. I don't know. Do kids fear anything now? It doesn't seem like they fear anything.
Just taking their phone away.
Kids fear. I'll tell you exactly what kids fear: losing that cell phone or taking the damn controller away from their video game. That's what's wrong with this world.
When do you think kids should?
That's right.
At what age do you think kids should get a cell phone?
At what age? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
If they're involved in sports and have to be left at the school for a period of time, you know, teenage years, definitely by the time they're driving.
I was involved in sports, and I never had my phone.
You know what? I grew up the same way. We had to wait at the school, and if somebody didn't show up, we had to walk down and say, Mom, where you at? And she would be like,
Oh, yeah, I forgot you guys.
That's the way I grew up, that's the way I'm wanted to be.
So using the way I grew up theory, then they don't need a cell phone.
But here's the biggest thing. People keep saying, well, times are different now. No, times aren't different.
Yeah, they are.
Parenting is different. Parenting is softer.
It's softer. I agree. Yes. It's really soft.
Parents do not want to hurt their children's feelings. They think, well, let's just give him a ribbon because he joined the team. That ain't how it's supposed to be.
Tell him, Dwayne.
Yeah. Dwayne, I agree with you on a lot of what you're saying. I'm sure you probably received some violent people disagreeing. Well, violently disagreeing, I should say.
Totally.
It is different, but I think a lot of it, you know, you're probably trying to make the line between the parent and the child very clear, which I think is pretty, in many cases, very unclear now. In fact, we work with a guy who's 36. No, what's Jim, 37?
We did work with
him. Yeah. He's on his parents' cell phone plan.
They still spank him too.
They should have spanked him.
Yeah. If they would have spanked him, he'd have got his own cell phone line at 18 to 20.
I think you might be right. I don't know, I wish Jim was here to defend himself, but that's
he would have defended himself.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's indefensible. He has nothing to say. Well, has there been any really extreme reaction or just a little bullying online?
It's been some bullying online. I've had phone calls, you know. I figured you guys were probably somebody else that was going to give me a rap of shit, but...
No, I just want to hear what you had to say. And, in large part, I'm imagining this kid wanting a piece of gum, and it's probably commonplace, and it probably works for a lot of kids. I was thinking at the end she would buy him the piece of gum to shut him up.
Well, that's the worst thing.
Here's the biggest thing. Here's what I keep thinking. The restaurant we were at, there was no damn gum near it. So how long had this kid actually been crying?
I still think he should have aimed higher. I mean, gum, that's pretty low. I mean, gum's cheap.
Yeah.
I know.
Five or 6 years old carrying a blanket. He's a little old carrying a blanket.
Oh, what? Really?
That's so soft. I mean, honest to God. It's kind of pathetic, and the whole friendship thing. Kids and kids will tell you, "Oh, my dad's my best friend. Oh, my son's my best friend." It's like, "Oh, how old is he? He's 8." No,
and you know what makes it tough? My wife, I've been married 4 years with her. She has 3 kids. She doesn't believe in whipping. She doesn't believe in the corrective action. She's more of, "Well, I'll make you bed. You just go ahead and go to school." That's not how I was raised. So it's been a tough challenge here at the house to try and get through this, but it's working. I love her to death. I wouldn't change nothing for the world, but it's really tough with the way I was raised, the way she was raised.
Well, how old are her kids, Dwayne?
Youngest now is 14.
Oh, so you got a few.
He's never had a whooping by me, and she's never whooped him.
And how is he? Is he well-behaved?
He listens to his mother. He doesn't really want...
You're not my dad. Does he say that?
Yeah, that's kind of like some of the stuff that I hear. But
you are.
If
not.
I tell him to do it, if I tell him to do it, and he knows I mean it, he does it.
Yeah, it's tough. Being a step parent's tough. I mean, it's kind of tough for everybody. But hopefully, it works out okay. James, thanks so much for your Dwayne. Thank you so much for your time. And are you going to be out at that stand, or has the stand been taken down?
My wife made me burn that sign.
So now we know who wears the pants.
Oh, man.
Yep, sounds like
it. Yes. So she said, if you're whooping anybody's ass, it's mine. Get in the house. So
nice.
Into the house I went.
All right.
Dwayne, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Okay, you too.
Good night.
Thank you.
We'll see you.
Bye.
All right, there's Dwayne Stamper Sr. The man offering the free ass whoopings.
Actual audio from inside Dwayne's house.
What? Help me straighten that damn boy out. I mean, all he ever does is read or listen to music or sing. I'm so sick of it. Blue Monday. I'm so sick of that shit. And when he's not singing, you know what he's doing? He's watching TV, and don't say you don't. Because when I come home, I always put my hand on top of the TV to see if it's warm, and it always is. This is the news, kid. I just want you to know I'm wise to you.
Big deal. So what? Well, so passing on these, I don't want to do
anything. I bet you don't. Big lazy candy hog like you. You'd rather lay on your ass and read all day, wouldn't you?
I'm not going. What the hell are you saying? Not. This is Skipper's old stuff and it doesn't fit. I'm staying home.
You're going to fall back in it. That's all you're going to do. Now get out of here.
Look.
Shut up.
Shut your pie hole. You look fine.
You look fine.
You act like an idiot. You look fine.
Hey, you said you'd get me a new uniform.
I said I tried to get you a new uniform. Besides, this one is new. It's new to you.
Look at the sleeves. Look at them. Now I ain't never put my
piss and moan. All you can do is piss and moan.
Yeah, piss and moan. I know you're all jazzed up in you stuff.
Jazzed up.
They didn't have secondhand uniforms in my size. Well, let me tell you something. You're going to deliver those goddamn papers if I have to walk behind you with a horse whip every step of the goddamn way.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Then give me the money that I earned.
Well, no. I'm putting that in the bank for you when you really need it.
It's me, isn't it? You just can't stand the fact that I exist.
Well, no, it's not that at all. It's just that I... You just have to be well-behaved. Your rich daddy Duke doesn't care anything about you, so somebody's got to train you, and one of the things you've got to be trained in is not to be a f***ing hog and hog everybody's candy like a f***ing hog.
Oh!
What's the matter, honey?
I will not referee!
I think you've upset your mother, so why don't we just go on the scouts and let her rest a while? Now look what you did. Got her upset, too. I told all three of them to stay away from this candy for 24 hours.
I don't even eat
it. The guy counted them. You hogged down 11 chocolate covered chairs since yesterday afternoon.
So
that makes you a hog. I just want to establish that fact, and now I have. Hey, Mr. Hotshot Hog and I have just been establishing some facts, and what we've come up with is this. One, he's a pig who gobbles down everybody's candy. Two, he lies about it. Three, he lays around on his candy ass day and night reading and reading. And four, he's not getting any $10 gym shoes. That's about what we've come up with so far.
Oh, Dad, why don't you just lay off?
Don't give me that off, Dad. Now you shut your goddamn pie hole.
Yeah, Dwayne's tough.
Oh, man.
That's actual audio inside the home. And it's
good parenting.
You heard the dispute over the candy, the Boy Scout uniform. The paper out money. He's tough.
I said to this kid, I said, why don't you stop doing that? He said, well, what are you going to do about it? I said, well, I just might do something. He said, you and who else is arming? I said, just the three of us. Me, myself, and I. People like that, you got to hurt them. Got to inflict pain or they'll never leave you alone. So it was real hot out, okay? And there were these horse turds laying all over the place, you know, road apples. So I picked up a nice big mushy one and I say to him, excuse me, but what's the problem? And he goes, blah, 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 you blah, blah, blah. And I go, wham! And I jam that horse to right in that fat mouth of his. Then I sucker punch him over here. And I go, boom! And he goes down. And I give him a kick in the face a couple of times. Then I pick up another horse to jam it down his throat and kick his teeth a couple of times. Never bothered me again. Piece of shit.
Actual audio, Dwayne Stamper. He is tough. And as you hear, he seems to come out on top. So that's unfortunate that his free ass whoopings...
I will spank my butthole a little bit.
Apparently, his wife put a pretty quick end to that.
It's all over.
It's kind of funny that the tough guy gets stopped by his wife just like that.
It's not this way tonight.
No, it's good this way.
I know, but I want to see your face.
Oh, no, I don't like that way.
Mm-hmm.
See, Dwight's tougher than Dwayne.
I don't like that way. I don't like to see the face.
That's crazy.
Look, you can get a doggy style, you can get laying on your side. Those are your only choices. This is my house, and I get to say.
Got it?
Sure.
God. See, Dwayne, you know, he likes things a certain
was
way.
What movie was that?
This Boy's Life. A very serious
movie. What do you mean, movie,
utterly hilarious.
It was Dwayne Stamper's house.
No, I just meant that last scene.
Yeah. No, it was De Niro and, what's her name, the blonde,
Ellen Barkin.
Yeah.
I always confuse those.
Yeah, she was. I thought she was at her absolute prettiest in that movie. Barkin. Maybe.
Why? Because she can only get it doggy style, or
I don't know. It might have something to do with it.
I think it did.
Submissive.
Kind of hot. Yeah, she went along with the program. It seems like that's one person that you might want to be with her face to face.
You pull that hot shot stuff around me, and I'll break every bone in your goddamn body. Do you understand me? I'll pop your head like a zit.
There's Dwayne. Was that Dwayne Stamper, or was that the movie?
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
I'm not sure either. They're so close, and they're both effective in their own way. So, Layla! What?
Jeez.
Did you finish off the Crunch Berries?
There's a couple left.
Did you bring those?
I had three bags upstairs.
Who brought those?
The only bag I brought down.
What? Well, I did. They were on the counter at 7-Eleven.
Oh.
I was so fired up, and I thought I brought all three down.
No, I only brought one.
No, Tom brought it up.
You don't want the other two?
They're upstairs. I didn't want to take all your cereal.
They're just little bags.
You thought it was okay to take one, though?
Yeah. You can grab the other two if you want.
I'm hiding it. I'm right in front of them.
Yeah. I thought it was just Crunchberries.
I was thinking of ordering Hungry Howie's, to tell you the truth.
It says Crunchberries on it, though. I thought it was only Crunchberries.
I got it. No.
I was a little disappointed.
I think they're good for your throat, too.
Why do you talk that way?
I'm concerned for you.
I'm worried, too, man. You were hospitalized earlier this summer. Now you got this weird sore throat again.
Someone make him some tea.
So do you guys want some Howie's?
I'm okay.
Joe? I'm okay at the moment. If you want the rest of the Crunchberries, you can.
Brandon?
I'll eat it, as long as you eat it after the show.
Oh, yeah. Brandon hates eating during the show.
I got it.
It does have a derailing effect.
Yeah.
You're not going to ask Joe.
I like the way Drew goes off on his own thing when that thing comes.
Yeah. Fall apart. Hey, our friends at Zod M59 Chrysler Jeep are celebrating summer with some of the lowest prices and largest inventories in Metro Detroit. And bird dogs for Maz.
I bird dogged the Jeep the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
You won't find too many people who wouldn't love to have a new Jeep Wrangler. And with leases this low, almost everyone can afford one from DealsInTheD.com. Right now, during the summer clearance event, lease a new 18th Jeep Wrangler, four-door sport at $249 a month. Plus, our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep have almost 300 new Wranglers available for you to choose from. You heard right, nearly 300 new Jeep Wranglers available in White Lake.
Okay, cool.
Or if you prefer to keep a few extra dollars in your pocket, go lease a new 18 Jeep Cherokee all-wheel drive for $179 a month. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And let's see.
Welcome back from commercials.
Breaking news on the 3D gun printing.
What's the breaking news?
A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order for the release of blueprints.
But there's already been 1,000 blueprints that have been downloaded? Yeah. Someone's just going to share those.
And it's just going to get to the Supreme Court, and they'll allow it.
You think they'll allow it?
Why not?
Have they shown examples of how these work?
It's such a bad idea.
Oh, it's a terrible idea, but guns are legal.
Well, I know. It's not printing an illegal thing. They're going to use a constitutional issue. That's going to be how it's going to go down.
Yeah.
Or that's how they'll try to make it go down.
I'm really surprised. Isn't there a gun lobby, like the manufacturers of guns, that would say, don't do that? Because you'd rather have them buy your guns than print their own.
I would think.
Unless they sell the plans.
I would think some people would be. Wouldn't you think there would be laws being passed very quickly to deal with this?
There are a few states that are trying to pass laws.
Well,
but
take your
stand.
Time.
They won't
Don't
stand.
Worry about it.
Why will they stand?
Well, I think at least you'd have to have a serial number on them and some way of knowing who has them.
Is it in 3D?
Yeah.
brother.
You would think.
In 3D. Don't forget to mention in 3D.
You know, interesting on the Dwayne Stamper story, which, you know, was pretty much of a joke, and he made a joke, and it went viral, and it was silly. But it's kind of an interesting topic anyway. Along those lines, there's a story about John O'Korn today who led to one of the most interesting battles in the history of the show. Who's the better quarterback, John O'Korn or Tate Forcier? We even had a Twitter poll, which I think was a lot of people participated in that poll.
The correct question should have been, who was the worst quarterback?
Probably.
That's the implication that they were both good.
But Brandon's prep today, another item in Brandon's prep that reaches the show, was that O'Korn... And I'm not sure why this was news at all, but I still read it. He was implying that the players Jim Harbaugh. And,
well, the quote was that they like the school and the program.
Right.
So people led to think, oh, what don't you like then?
Are you supposed to love your coach?
I'm Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, you would think so.
Honestly, the way I feel about it is your coach, his job is not to make you like him.
And you transferred in his case. Like you chose.
Well, you know, I think when you're being recruited and playing, it's two different things.
Sounds like he's
sour
grapes.
Yeah, he does sound sour grapes. And he had many chances to play, too. So, you know, I don't think he has any gripe except that
I gotta tell you,
playing him exposed that he's not good enough to be a Michigan quarterback.
I know I've said this a million times. Did you ever watch the Amazon series? Inside the Michigan.
Oh,
team.
I did not. No,
he's kind of salty about things.
Oh, Corny.
I think he's not really aware of his abilities.
O'Korn's not aware of his own abilities.
I think he thinks he's a lot better.
Okay.
And I actually found him more likable than Wilton Spate, to tell you the truth.
He must have practiced well. Because I just Korn? Frankly yeah. can't believe Jim Harbaugh would play him if he didn't practice well. Although he never won the job, technically.
We're talking about practice.
Korn's problem seemed to be he would make one mistake and then it would all fall apart. If he didn't make any mistakes like at Purdue last year when he came in, he was fine.
I think he had the physical ability. I don't really care how good he is or isn't. I just thought the idea that it matters if a guy likes his coach, it doesn't matter. That's not the coach's job to make them like you. I think that's a modern fallacy because, honestly, I can't imagine this topic even coming up 25 years ago. Would Bo Schembechler give a shit if a player liked him?
No, I don't think Harbaugh does. I don't think Harbaugh gives a shit.
His job? No, I don't think Harbaugh probably gives a shit either. I think he knows his job is to make him a better football player and win football games. And you know what? A lot of times players like their coach after they play because they no longer are under their thumb. They no longer feel pressure to perform. I always felt the tougher coaches made you concentrate harder because you were nervous about fucking up just a little bit, maybe. For some guys, that might be a bad edge, but I always thought it was a good edge.
Look at Vince Lombardi. His players are, they love him now. They hated his guts when they played for him.
Mike Ditka, probably the same way. A lot of the best coaches. Yep. So, I don't know. I just thought that was
Babcock.
An interesting topic.
Yeah, Babs.
Ian Kinsler went to the Red Sox, which is the Detroit North now. Detroit Northeast, I guess.
Yeah. He's going
to
kill it there.
Joining David Price. You know, he's got 13 home runs this year. Yeah. He was off to a really slow start.
He's going to play that wall ball big time.
He's been great at second base, too. He's the second-ranked statistical second baseman, too. So he's playing great all around right now.
Well, he started off horrible. He had a terrible first 6 weeks.
Well, he started off injured, too.
Yeah. But when he came back, he was hitting 180 when they came to Detroit. I believe he had his first home run against the Tigers.
Yeah, of course he hit good against us.
Naturally. And the crowd was happy to see him. I loved Ian Kinsler. I thought he was a great player. Yeah,
David Price, Rick Porcello, J.D. Martinez.
Yep. Yeah, J.D. Martinez has an OPS over 1,000, by the way. Did Bryce Harper get traded today?
No, they're not going to trade him. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but that Red Sox team's looking tough. They also have Mookie Betts, who might be the second best player in the entire game. They have Benintendi, who's a superstar himself, and then, you know, they got some good arms.
Screw them.
What's the matter, Maz?
I hate the Red Sox.
Now, why do you hate the Red Sox?
Fucking
hate another thing on Maz's hate list.
They're number one.
Because they're not.
They're above everything.
Oh, the Yankees, duh. Okay.
You want to know how little I've paid attention to baseball?
That's a shame.
Because today was the trade. Why?
Because it's been great.
What's been great about it?
One of the best races in history.
It's been a great year.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But I saw that the Phillies got somebody. I'm like, what? The Phillies are good now?
Yeah, they're good.
No idea.
I do stuff like that all the time.
Phillies are really good.
The Tigers aren't good. I just don't give a shit.
I just find the regular season is hard to give a shit about in any of these sports except for football because every game matters. Otherwise, it just seems like such an endless long season.
Plus, I was so engrossed in the World Cup. So
The Dodgers are great this year. They just picked up Dozier. The Astros picked up Roberto Osuna. Yep. And Justin Verlander's not too happy about that.
Because
he's a wife beater.
I got to tell you,
in his own prep.
That's right.
Hey, look, I'm all for it because I have Osuna on my team, and he goes to a better team.
Oh, my God.
Well, Roberto Osuna.
I just want to say something about Roberto Osuna is that of all the things that athletes do wrong, and they do a lot of things wrong, and they don't all, but there's quite a few guys who are on the league. It's interesting that I think domestic assault's a horrible thing, and I remember the story when it came out. Is it really, should the players really be commenting on this? Should they really?
Well, he's commented on one before when he was an Astro, remember?
Multiple.
The one guy got kicked, the Astros just cut him.
Yeah, the Astros, minor leaguer.
Yeah. Which, he was a nobody, though. He was out of the organization.
Yeah, but now you have a somebody, which
I guess. Yeah, now he's his teammate.
With Osuna, there's like no details about it, though. All you know is that he was charged with assault.
More than likely, they've got some goods on him.
Yeah, but earlier this year, the Astros said they had a zero tolerance policy. That just totally wipes this zero tolerance policy.
Don't you find it odd, though, that Major League Baseball suspended this guy when there was no evidence?
Obviously, they had something.
Not obvious. Like, if you read every quote,
then he would have sued him.
Well, not necessarily.
I don't know. I just think it's when players are commenting on you know, I don't want to play with this guy or this is going to be trigger. And I think Yasser's actually had a meeting and they decided, look, we just have to win baseball games. We can't be worried about this stuff. And they can't. There's a lot of people that fuck up in these sports. And if you are commenting and putting people down all the time, I don't know. It's just...
You won't play with anyone.
it's another aspect of social media. It's like, do these people really all want to be talking all the time and then have to, you know, be in a situation where, oh, he's an astronaut. Ooh.
Well, can I ask real quick? He was in Canada, Toronto. Is that a reason why? Why we don't know the details? Because he got a 75-game suspension.
Yeah.
75 games. That's a big suspension. He's a top-notch closer. He's one of the best.
He had to have done something. I just can't believe they suspend this guy for 75 games if they have no idea what happened. Somebody's got to know
something. But don't you find that interesting?
Yeah, I thought it was weird,
too. It hasn't even gone through the courts there.
I know.
And they claim they did an investigation and talked to...
what happened?
The girl in the report, which to his lawyers, like, that's news to us. I don't know. It's just kind of intriguing.
Yeah.
Why would she participate in a Major League Baseball investigation before it's gone through court?
I have no idea. That seems improper. It seems just crazy. Weird. Why would they be talking to her? She's not even talked to the court yet.
It's public relations by Major League Baseball. They go, hey, look, we're just going to suspend this guy. He'll be back for the playoffs. Everybody cool with that? All right, cool. We'll all save face. No one's going to question it because... More than likely, he did.
As Les Moonves runs CBS.
I know.
Oh, boy.
But because, you know, there's so many games, he'll be back for the playoffs, so who really cares? And that's kind of how it went.
He wouldn't have been on the playoffs.
He's the youngest.
That Toronto kept.
He's the youngest pitcher in history.
You didn't know that when he was suspended.
Youngest player in history to reach 100 saves. He's got a long career ahead. He's really good, too. So the Astros actually might benefit from it, but Verlander's going to be pissed.
Now, Bryce Harper.
For one day.
Did the Tigers make a trade? Because I just got a notification.
Yeah,
they gave Leonis. Two players away.
Who'd they give away?
Myers?
Leonis Martin went to the Indians.
Who's having a nice year.
Yeah.
What'd they get for him?
They got the number 7 prospect for Cleveland.
Number 7.
Cool. Prospect. Yay, prospects.
And who's the other guy they moved?
Mike Fiers to the
Kings. They moved Fiers?
Yeah.
What'd they get for him?
A bag of balls.
That's what I expected. I would not give away Mike Fiers for a bag of balls.
Who wanted him?
The A's.
He's
having a good year.
He's got a 3.41 ERA or something.
He's pitched great the last month.
He once threw a no hitter.
Why give him away? I don't understand. He's pitching well. Give him away.
They don't need him.
Well, they're not pitching 20-year-olds. They've got a 35-year-old in the rotation.
They still have you coming to the Champions Club. They don't care.
They don't have 35,000 people showing up.
I know.
5 out of every 6 games.
Has he been traded? Is it official?
It's not official yet. That's what they were saying.
Oh.
When I left work at, you know,
did they literally get a bag of balls?
So what you do at work?
What's that?
Well, then you don't know because there hasn't been a trade yet, so we don't know what they got for him.
Were you trying to sell Fiers a car? Is that how you found out?
Yes.
I said, no, I got to move to Oakland.
I don't want to spend a lot of time on sports. It's not a sports podcast. But the Bryce Harper story is very interesting, I think.
Boy, would he be amazing grab a guy like that.
Why wouldn't they trade him?
They should because he's not going to resign.
So they're looking to win this season with Bryce Harper. They're 5.5 out.
They don't have a chance.
They're playing terrible. Well, 5.5 out, they could.
They got a lot of teams to jump, plus they're not playing good.
I know. Well, that's the main thing, they're not playing well. But Bryce Harper, you know, I was reading about it this morning, and I'm seeing he wants something in the $400 to $600 million range.
Wow.
$400 to $600 million range. Okay, let me check the numbers because I thought, I don't think those numbers stack up. He's never had over 100 RBIs in a season. Never.
Really?
No.
What's his
never
war?
Driven.
His average this year is 220. Like 230.
220.
Yeah.
220.
He's having a down year.
His career WAR is 26.6.
He hits home runs. He hits home runs. He's got a 270 something career batting average, which is on its way down.
OPS.
He had 243 2 years ago. He had 319 last year, I think. Isn't that right?
Yes, exactly right.
Okay. So I would say from an average standpoint, he's sporadic at best. His OPS is 895.
That's pretty good.
But he's got 1 year.
He's 25.
Yeah, you got a 25-year-old kid.
6 years.
This is his 7th season. He's a 6-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year. He won an MVP.
Home run derby.
First of all, him being an All-Star 6 times is deceptive as hell. He had no business being an All-Star this year.
Dad's ripped.
In my opinion, he had little business being an All-Star last year.
He leads the league in walks.
Well, I like his on-base average. That's a big part of his value. But I just, $400 to $6 million. Let me tell you something. If somebody signs him for the low end of what he wants, they will regret it. They'll be trying to get rid of him.
Look at
they
Cabrera.
Won't sign him again.
Probably. Look at Miggy.
Miggy won two triple crowns when he got all that money. Giancarlo Stanton was hitting, 40 home runs. He was the best power hitter in baseball. This guy, I just don't feel he's done that much.
But he's a blown huge him. Draw. This they've guy blown is the him out of proportion. Face of baseball right now. More than Mike Trout, who's the best player in baseball. Everybody knows Bryce Harper. He's been here so long that it feels like he's a really old veteran, but he's only 25. He's got a lot of life left if that body can continue to play. That's his big issue. He always gets hurt. That's the reason why his stats don't pop out to you.
That's a big issue.
He can play first base.
That's a huge issue. He gets hurt. Guys that get hurt get hurt. I don't know why, but they do. I mean, maybe he's a roid guy.
Could be.
I just liked baseball when I was a kid.
I was just surprised to see he's only hit over 30 home runs once, and he's never driven in 100 runs, wow. And he doesn't have a lot of batting average.
He did get 99.
$400 million? Are you kidding me?
What's his BAPIP?
I just feel like if somebody pays him that money, they're going to regret it, and I feel like Washington should have just gone ahead and gone for the prospect.
What would Trout get?
Whatever he wants.
Half a team?
Well, Trout is the real thing, though. Trout is a guy who's valuable.
If Bryce
on
gets
the
400,
bases.
What are you going to give Trout?
Well, didn't they extend Trout beyond his before his club control was up? Didn't they extend him a bunch of years?
He is signed through 2020.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's
getting $34 million. So I think he's okay.
What's left on Miggy's deal?
Five years, $150 million. I don't think anybody will ever sign anything that looks as bad as what Miggy signed. My inclination.
That's what you say now.
That. Yeah, I say that now. The Giancarlo Stanton deal has a way to go, but he's a fairly young guy.
Remember the A-Rod deal?
Yeah.
He didn't live up to that.
No, it was a terrible deal. Yeah. Why can't I get flipping Baseball Reference to come up on my fucking phone?
B-U-N-T.
And that misses for ball four, and Robinson says, I'm walking here.
NBC News just had a story on the 3D printing of guns.
Yes.
And I got to say, I don't know who would want to print a gun, because God, does it look stupid. The 3D printed gun looks really dumb.
I don't even understand the story. What is how do you 3D?
With a 3D printer.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah.
If you can get a good one.
It's a printer. It just drops, almost any kind, but usually plastic.
It's quite a concept.
Well, they've 3D printed homes.
Yeah, they can do anything with the 3D printers.
Yeah,
it's actually insane.
Huge technology.
Yeah, but it takes a long time and it can be a little bit messy. But it's technology. It's the future.
It just looks stupid. I wouldn't want that gun. You want to be walking around with that stupid looking 3D printed gun?
I think people that don't want a gun that nobody knows about. Sure.
Well, you can just buy one.
Well, that's true, too.
That looks cool.
Except you can just make 10 of them.
Yeah, they did this in 1993, In the Line of Fire, starring Clint Eastwood.
I remember that.
You remember John Malkovich, the bad guy?
We did clips for that.
Yeah.
He had a plastic or a wooden gun or whatever. He smuggled it in to kill the president. And Clint Eastwood, who was the longest-serving Secret Service agent, lost the president, JFK. He's still protecting the president. And you know what? He took a bullet.
He did at the end of the movie.
He took John Malkovich's
spoiler alert.
Bullet.
He also didn't he?
And then he nailed what's her name
in front of the president when a balloon went off or something.
Then he nailed Rene Russo.
Yeah,
good for you.
Hot then too.
Yeah. Well, what was the
sloppy seconds from the third baseman Tom?
God damn it! There's such a funny line Major in League? That.
Jake, that's right. God, it's a great movie. I'm really torn about this new Mission Impossible movie.
Plug me in, Brandon.
I keep hearing such amazing things about the movie, but I find that really hard to believe.
I caught a number of people saying they liked it, too. People that seem pretty independent.
I'm hearing best movie ever from a couple.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to believe that. But
I mean, it's usually hyperbole.
It sounds really good. I want to see it now.
November 22nd, 1963.
Damn nice day for presidential motorcade.
Would you check out the fun bags on that broad by the grassy knoll?
Nice.
Jackie, I think those agents are checking out Babbage rather than looking out for my ass. Although that one on the grassy knoll does have a nice set of
What was that?
Probably a balloon.
Man, the president's posture sure sucks. Why is he slumping all the time?
Holy
shit!
30 years later... Hello?
Hey, pal, how would you like to be standing over another dead president?
That's not gonna happen.
I hope you don't think that lame one-liner's good catch up.
That's not gonna happen either.
That's right, because you're gonna have a rendezvous with death.
And you're gonna have a rendezvous with my ass.
Yeah, right.
2 hours later at a Secret Service meeting... Hey, this guy just called. Said he's gonna kill the president.
Okay, we'll handle it. You've already lost a president. Go chase some counterfeiters.
What's this broad doing on presidential detail?
A lot has changed since you got Kennedy killed, and you need a love interest.
Oh, right. Like I'm gonna sleep with some prune-faced, balding old man who lost a president.
What if you found out I became an alcoholic and lost my wife?
I might sleep with you.
Okay, I went back on presidential detail.
Okay, but don't do anything stupid.
2 days later, at a rally for the president...
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the president of the United States.
Oh, my God, somebody's got a gun. Cover the president.
Oh.
Sorry, it was a balloon.
You're off presidential detail.
Damn, this always happens in my movies.
1 day later...
Hello?
Hey, loser. Nice job. That balloon could have killed the president.
Why don't you just blow me?
I don't have time. I'm going to California to kill the president tomorrow.
But that barely gives me enough time to figure out who you are and get there in time to take the bullet.
Hey, here's a quarter. Call somebody who cares.
1 day later in California...
Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the United States.
Where's the seating chart?
What are you doing here?
There he is.
He saved the president.
Now will you stoop me?
Okay.
Go ahead. Make me spray.
Was that third generation? Fifth generation?
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
Good stuff.
Over the air.
Yeah, it was
pretty
good.
The line of fire. What? We have the CD, don't we?
We don't.
I don't know if that one. Is that one on the CD?
I think it is, but there's another issue with some
good.
Of our current equipment.
Sounded what? Fine.
That computer doesn't have a CD player?
No.
What?
Are you sure?
Something's
it's got a
wrong
drive.
With the drive. We'll have to work
it's
around.
It's a brand new computer.
Wait, but we could get a CD player, couldn't we?
For what, they still make
we'll
$10?
We'll
somebody.
What are we going to go back to the 90s to
I
find
think
it?
there's a lot of CD players laying around, not doing much.
I don't have one. I don't
90s.
Have a single one.
I don't have a CD player, but I bet you we could find one pretty easily.
But isn't that funny? CD player? You don't have one. I don't have one. Do you have one, Brandon, a CD player?
I actually do in the garage, but it's huge. It's like a big boom box.
Do you have a CD player?
Just in the car.
Yeah, yeah, in the car. Do you have one, Joe? See? No one has them anymore.
We can find a CD player. Or a Blu-ray. Didn't we have a Blu-ray before?
Yeah, but it's gone.
I know. Poof. Like Jim Bentley.
Poof.
Poof.
Where's Bentley?
He's not available.
He's not allowed.
Really?
Yeah.
Since when?
Since after Friday
Thursday
morning.
Or Friday or something. I don't know. I didn't find out until Sunday.
I had the final show with Jim.
Yeah, you did.
I had such a good time.
Yes, you made it all about you.
How about that?
Wasn't our choice. Wasn't his choice.
Wow.
Wasn't anybody in his household's choice.
He's not an on-air guy.
I know. Well, I mean, it's unfortunate.
Someone just didn't like it. So at least it's nice to know people know about us.
He did request that we play this song. To bid him farewell and wish him well in his other endeavors. There was excitement in the air today. Lots of it. First of all, you know, we never talked about Malaysia flight.
Jim, I'm sorry to tell you, you're fired. Get out of here.
Malaysia flight 370, which disappeared.
That's back?
It's back.
I'm so pissed at this report.
Didn't we do our whole 105.1 year on this plane?
We got our best ratings, too.
Got in trouble for it, and then it was the best rating.
It was.
Well, next to the Llama Chase.
You do this at, what was the name of that bar?
Huh?
What was the name of that bar?
Which bar?
My friend, was
my friend,
the good-looking, nice-looking ladies walking around. The tilted kilt.
Oh, the tilted kilt. Were we talking about it out there?
Oh yeah.
Well, you know, it was a pretty exciting subject.
That's when it ended.
You know, when it first disappeared, every day there was a new crazy rumor. Remember the rumors that it had landed on this tiny island and they'd taken it completely apart and they were going to put it back together somewhere else and fly it into a building?
Still possible.
It's gone. Just don't worry about it.
No one's found it. It is. It's gone. Nobody can find it. There's no trace of the passengers, nothing. I mean, you really have to feel for these families who know nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It was March 2014. They feel it was deliberately diverted after communication with the jet halted, possibly by the intervention of a third party. The 19-member team said the precise cause of the disappearance can't be determined until the jet's data and voice recorder are found, which they spent so much time and money trying to find that. They covered so much ground, too. I mean, it was a rather large area. The report found no evidence of abnormal behavior or stress in the pilots.
Hmm.
We're not of the opinion it could be an event committed by the pilot. We cannot rule out unlawful interference by a third party.
That's the part that pissed me off, though. They said that pilot was not suicidal, so it was not a suicidal joyride.
But the co-pilot...
So speculative.
The co-pilot, there was something weird there, wasn't there?
The co-pilot?
I thought it was the main pilot. That was in the big...
One of them.
Wasn't he involved in something outside the airline that he was very upset about?
What's he doing up there?
Didn't he fly past his hometown?
And he waved.
Yeah,
just like the
ship guy, the Achille Lauro guy,
or trying
whatever.
To impress a lady.
There was something weird there.
Well, it was going from like 8,000 feet to 55,000 feet. It was all over the place.
It was really weird. There was some real weirdness there.
I still think it's him. They're covering for him.
The Boeing 777 disappeared without a distress call. It was carrying 239 people from... Here's actual audio of the plane. That's the last audio they had. From Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Radar tracked the jet turning back toward Malaysia, then lost track of it after standard communication equipment stopped signaling. They turned it off less than an hour into the flight.
Presumably, this plane was loaded up with fuel when this happened.
More than 20 pieces of the jet have washed up on beaches in the Indian Ocean and Africa, but the main wreckage hasn't been found.
Tokyo, China, everything.
And they spent a ton of money and a ton of effort trying to find that.
They do think it did not break up because of how they found the pieces. It's almost like it landed on the water because the pieces weren't, they're fairly big, but they're pieces.
It's just the weirdest story.
Then they landed on an island like Gilligan. there was another plane crash today in Mexico. Did you know that?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, but I guess everybody survived.
Any American? Oh, well, if everybody survived, who cares?
I kind of felt the same way. Isn't that terrible? Yeah, no deaths. Aeromexico plane accident. 101 people on board.
Wow.
Yeah. You want to see a picture of it?
Wait, was it going through the air or did it never get off the ground?
I think he tried to land in the mountains.
What? Yeah. What's like the movie
Alive? And now they're on an island like Gilligan. There's not a base cover for this, Brandon? Let's see.
I'm sure there is.
Back it up here. Back it up. There's Les. Boy, NBC and ABC love covering the Les movie.
How could you not?
What did they say? Who turned him in?
What do you mean?
About six women.
Six?
Talked to Ron Farrell. There's another 30 who have complaints. Oh, I forgot to mention Les movies. Two women made complaints to the police recently. And they will not charge him because the cases are old. They're from the 80s. But one of them said she was forced to perform oral sex on him.
Ew.
What did she get it? What did she get out of the deal?
I don't know. I don't know.
She
you know
get
what?
Sitcom?
I don't know.
What did she get?
They didn't say much to that effect.
Okay. Yeah, she's hosting Big Brother now.
Well, there you go.
There's the plane crash.
Late today, the plane headed to Mexico City. Black smoke marks the spot
That's
of
racist.
The wreckage where Aeromexico confirms
too.
One of its planes has suffered an accident. The Embraer jet apparently went down just after takeoff from the airport in northwest Mexico with over 100 people on board.
No wonder they
survived.
NBC's
Tammy Leitner has
it's barely even a crash.
Details.
Tonight, emergency crews rushing to the
presumably this plane was was loaded up with fuel when this happened.
Passengers and four crew crashed because the wind was too strong, according to local reports, which said they ran out of runway. The crash happened in Durango, Mexico. It's unknown if there are fatalities, but officials say many are injured and are being rushed to hospitals near the scene.
They said there were no fatalities.
Aeromexico saying, we are working to gather additional information and will provide more details as they become available and confirmed.
Loaded up with illegals.
Our priority is to guarantee the safety of the clients and crew.
There's two more interesting stories about airplanes right after this important word.
My Lincoln MKZ, that's the important word. I got it at Hoop McInerney. Star Lincoln in Southfield. They are Southeastern Michigan's premier Lincoln dealership.
Did you get more Crunch Berries, Matt?
Want me to go get some?
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
So you're going to interrupt this read.
Not interrupting.
Owner Jim McInerney, Hoot's son. He's been a daily listener to the podcast since we started, and we're so glad Star's on board. Lincoln is the star of American luxury cars, and that's why the late Hoot gave it that name. And the stars do align at Hoot's place. Star Lincoln, with a newly remodeled showroom and an immaculate service area. Go check out the Lincoln MKZ. It's got a 14-speaker Revel audio sound system. You can hear the podcast as you drive around in luxury. You can check out the net.
Righteous Rick's going to go to Star Lincoln.
Righteous
Rick's going to go to Star Lincoln.
Oh, Lord, Rick. And check out the Navigator, 2018 North American Truck of the Year. Or Rick's favorite car. What did he like? He likes the Continental, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Fits him perfectly.
And he's clearly affordable because he had that $300,000 house in Grant. Oh, he lost that $300,000.
Yeah, but he's back up there now.
That's true.
Righteous Rick versus Rectal Randy.
The podcast and the McInerneys make it easy for you. All you got to do to get into a 2018 Lincoln like Rick or myself is call our personal sales rep, Jimmy D. Toll free, 855-567-STAR. He'll take personal care of you, so call him 855-567-STAR. Email him. Jimmy D at StarLincoln.com. You're going to get the guaranteed.
Did he win a salesman of the month?
Yeah, he did. Guaranteed lowest price. Lincoln will allow whatever model you choose. And not only did he win salesman of the month, he's telling us his voice. Drive the star. Call Jimmy D, 855-567-STAR.
There, Matt, baby. No Jimmy. No dog.
Do you know you won salesman of the month?
I'm pretty sure.
Is it based on sales?
Yeah.
There's no other. So the veteran had won every month?
He'd won 5 of the 6 this month.
What happened the other month? Did he not win the...
One of the used car guys had a really good month.
Okay.
Great guy.
But I'm usually right there, runner-up.
We're going to look into Jimmy D's record. I bet he's won salesman.
He was something special.
Good luck with that.
Those drops are so good.
We didn't know about you, sweetheart.
Okay, Brandon, you want to check the Daily Mail, see if they have audio of the, was that a Delta flight where the flying wall black charges are made? Toni Braxton's sister says she was thrown off. Oh, she got off a jet because she was treated like she was flying wall black.
What, why'd they kick her off?
I'm really confused about the story because there was a disagreement between her and the steward. And apparently the disagreement was bad enough that the pilot was asked to come out and talk to her. And he said, the stewards are passing along my orders. I'm in charge of this plane. And if you don't listen to them, that means you're not taking my orders and off the plane. That was some real heavy deal.
That sounds a little big-heady of him.
And, well, it depends. I mean, when somebody won't follow orders.
Work for me. They give orders that come from me. Okay?
Yes.
And so if you get an instruction from a flight attendant, I need to know that you are willing and able to do what you're told to do. Are you willing and able to do what you're told to do by a flight attendant? Don't ask me any questions. Answer yes or no.
Mr. Gray, I said yes.
Okay, thank
but
you.
I will not.
This is very heated.
I should get off of this plane.
They then demanded to get off of the plane.
You haven't even said anything. You are under a blanket sleeping.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
Well, that's a big nothing.
Is there any indication?
It's not a heated exchange.
Well, no, this is just all they had on their phone, apparently. But I guess.
The pilot looked pissed.
The pilot was pissed. There was something that they didn't want to do that the steward asked them to do, apparently. And I guess the stewardess or the.
And
whatever,
because.
She gave up and went to the pilot and said, listen.
What a little whiner. She had to go to the pilot.
And because her sister was a singer whose boob once exploded, we have to care about it? and know about
it? That's when I cried foul when I saw it was Toni Braxton's sister, Tawanda, who's a reality star. Apparently this is not the treatment she expects from an airline pilot.
Neat.
There's a Seinfeld episode for this, you know.
A what?
A Seinfeld episode called The Pilot.
What happened?
The pilot went to Jerry's stand-up in Ithaca, New York.
Oh, yeah.
And the woman that booked this would always treat Jerry like he's like a little kid. And he said, she goes to him and said, look, the pilot's in the audience, Jerry. Don't let him get you nervous or anything. And all Jerry could do was focus on the pilot, and he had the worst stand-up of his career. And then he told about it, so the woman ratted the pilot out to him, saying, you know, you ruined my client's night. So when Jerry got back in the plane, the stewardesses said, come over to Jerry, and they're like, Mr. Seinfeld, the pilot wants you to get off the plane.
Because he was nervous?
No, he just didn't like him anymore because
he fucked up the show.
So they had to drive from Ithaca to New York City.
It was a strong episode.
It's a good episode. Okay. Very funny. Because Jerry had to get back soon because he was going to have a little sex with somebody back in the Delta suite, whatever you want to call those things. Yeah. There you go.
A bass cover of that?
That's
really?
The hottest bass cover I've ever seen. Look at that boob.
I know it.
Let's check on Murray.
Brandon, did they have anything more about what happened before the pilot came out? Because I thought the story was really incomplete. It just seemed that it was because there was phone recording.
Toni Braxton's sister thought she was wrong. End of story. She was wronged.
Yep. Sources tell the Daily Mail that the pair appeared to be trying to delay the takeoff while they made up their minds whether or not to choose an alternative flight. When they failed to take their luggage, the flight crews ordered them to sit down. Repeatedly, the sisters refused to comply.
Okay.
It was at this point that the pilot got involved because he was sick and tired of the flight attendants being ignored. And then it looks like the video starts pretty much when the pilot comes back and says, listen, you're not listening to my employees. You're gone. So she immediately tweets, got ridiculed by a pilot for flying while black on Delta. Wow. I guess being a diamond and double million miler doesn't matter.
Oh, no, it doesn't. You're right. What a pile of bullshit.
Can
you imagine sitting on a plane while somebody refuses to take their stuff out and they're debating whether to go on another plane or stay on your plane?
How about flying sit down, like you're an asshole? How about that?
Did Delta respond to that tweet?
I don't know.
That's going to be interesting because once they call it flying while black, it takes on a new, not many people will care about the story.
Yeah, but people are just going to see that on the surface and then just jump on it. So those people don't count. If you don't know the whole story, that's just going to be social media outrage.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
I'm really intrigued to see if it gets covered tomorrow. And I bet it will. And I'm not saying they will necessarily get the winning coverage because if they talk to other people on the plane, they'll probably say,
how much coverage will this being divas really get?
And this whole thing about being a gold, I don't think who cares if you're gold or not gold? You don't get to delay a plane, bitch.
I don't think this will get much coverage because, A, who cares about Toni Braxton and much less her sisters? But also, the video sucks. The news can't replay that video. It's terrible.
But there's another reason it may come up.
Why?
Because of the Alaskan Airlines incident today involving a gay couple who claimed that they had to give up a seat for a straight couple.
What?
There was a double booking of some kind, and so they asked this guy if he would move because there was a couple that wanted to sit together. And he says, well, I am a couple. This is my boyfriend.
Okay, and then what? And they said, sorry, sir.
I guess they said, sorry, sir.
Okay, and end of that story.
No one had to get off the plane, but he had to move, and so they're claiming that he was discriminated against and that Alaskan Airlines is not gay-friendly, and they're asking for a boycott.
So did they say, before they removed him, they say, excuse me, what's your sexual preference? You're out of here.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
In fact, the guy told him that he was his boyfriend on site, and I guess because that didn't mean enough to them. By the way,
what
is it really...
did my boyfriend just say?
Does it kill you not to fly with your spouse? I mean, is that really the end of the world? How long a flight was it?
What,
maybe they were New York to LA.
What, they want to sit... You're surprised they want to sit next to each other?
Long flight. Yeah.
I'm surprised it's that big a deal.
They must be newlyweds.
But
that's what I said. Thanks for listening.
No, they weren't even...
Oh, I can't hear your voice.
They weren't even married. Oh, man.
No, wait. Did anybody else hear him say that, though?
I said it was his boyfriend.
I might fight this, but did anybody else hear something? Hear Tom say that?
I heard a whisper. I couldn't tell what was coming out.
They were newlyweds.
But did anybody hear him say that they were newlyweds?
I thought I heard.
Okay, if Joe said he heard it, so I'll take it. Next time, why don't you project into the mic?
I'm trying.
With a mouthful of crunch berries.
You know, in this case,
damn it,
the airlines don't give a fuck who you are. They don't care what sexual orientation you are. They will fuck anyone. Airlines don't give a shit about you. They overbook constantly. They have to fuck around. You know, there was a couple that, or the guy that was displaced because that politician bitch was on the plane. He'd had the flight for 6 months or something, and, you know, he'd guaranteed the seat. And I said, oh, no, this woman is her seat. And it was some senator or some house rep or I don't know what. They'll fuck you any which way they want.
I know. Dr. Dow's still trying to get home.
I have to go home. I have to go home.
You got a lot of cash.
Where's my girl? Where's the lady?
My God! Guys, my God! What are you doing?
we're Dr. Dowing Dr. Dow. Relax. The Daily Mail had a great story about the Ghana Parliament. Did you see that one?
You know, I saw it, but I think I skipped the story.
And
I'm
really mad that the audio's not, it's really hard to hear, so it's not worth playing. But basically, this guy in the parliament started listing names of villages that he represents. But the translation of the names were things like, vagina is wise.
Oh, cool.
Translated
from
the...
There's no African-American... Never mind.
But the whole parliament started laughing at these names. Translated from the Twi language, the village names read as, vagina is wise and penis is a fool. That's not nice. I don't want to live in penis is a fool state. The parliament blew up in fits of laughter. The MP was asking when these rural areas would be getting access to electricity. I don't have electricity.
But I feel like this is some goddamn National Geographic shit.
Energy minister saw the funny joke citing providing with electricity may interfere with nocturnal activities. Testicles are sad is another village there, too.
Testicles are sad?
Testicles are sad. Penis is a
fool. These
nuts! Vagina is wise. Who's the shithole.
Comedian? Who's the comedian that made up this language? Hit my phone, Brandon.
Apparently,
Thank you.
Whoever establishes that village gets to pick the name of the village.
Oh, how cute.
It's in Ghana?
Yeah. There's video of them, of the parliament laughing their balls off, too, which is probably another village in Ghana.
Because Maz is here, should we have today in music? Because
that'll be nice.
He's a fan.
Speaking of music, I'm very worried about Corey Feldman.
I am, too.
Oh, his anus.
What?
What's wrong with his anus?
He's worried about his anus. That's what the whole story is about.
Actually, the story kind of pisses me off because he is having the police involved basically because of Twitter trolls.
No, Corey Feldman, I'm stunned this is even a story. He feels that he's at risk, that he's going to be killed. He fears for his life because he's a social media target. And someone suggested that he needs to be raped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking this is his own Twitter account under some other name.
Oh, no. I think you're giving him too much credit.
Really? He went in the hospital with this tiniest little scratch in it. It was not a stabbing. It looked like he punctured his skin with a pen.
He was stabbed, man.
That was the dumbest thing. I couldn't believe that got attention. And only that, he had bodyguards with him.
One of the tweets was, if longing to see Corey Feldman get gang raped in prison is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Oh, boy.
That's why we're reading the story. That stupid tweet.
He blocked the person who posted the first vicious tweet, but then police believe the suspect may have created multiple accounts for online attacks. Another message, an Instagram user commented 17 times that, quote, Corey is a racist. So because he's being trolled on social media, the police are involved.
Oh, come on. Please, really?
Currently, detectives
are trying. Talk about wasting the time of the police.
Detectives are trying to trace the IP addresses. Because Corey Feldman is being trolled. What a waste of resources.
It just seems like a big joke to me. Honestly, it's so stupid.
Don't you want to see all the bullies go away?
Oh, I'd love to see the bullies go away.
Yeah, but...
So maybe he's doing something good.
For him.
Well, maybe this will change some of the rules.
Because some guy wants to see him get gang raped in prison.
But the idea that Corey Feldman's life is in danger.
It's ludicrous.
Because of Twitter. Come on.
I can you just picture the detectives taking that report and going, oh, yeah, I'm writing it down right now. Just to humor him?
I don't think they should have even taken the report. But it's a good thing we don't have crunch berries in here very often.
Probably driving Brandon nuts. Is it driving you nuts, Brandon?
What about?
The crunching?
Yeah.
You okay?
I'll be fine.
Maz, you want Today in Music for August
1st? I do. You want what to tell you first?
What?
Channel 3 on Sirius. Started today.
Oh, is that the 30s, is that the 30s? On 3?
it's the billboard number ones from 1958 to now. Because when it started in...
Really?
In 58.
Wasn't it Channel 1?
Because that's Hits 1. Channel 3, they switch around. Now it's every number one hit from 1958.
I might be checking out. I might add that to First Wave at Channel 33, yeah. 18 The Beatles.
Yep,
by Howard 100, Howard 101.
When I got out here, I was up to number 1964, December of 64, they were up to.
Really? What was number one?
There was a few of them, but December of 64.
You heard about it on the radio.
My guy.
Oh, Mary Wells.
Yeah.
One of the first Motown number ones. Well, August the 1st, you want to check the Today in History, Mark, to go along with the Today in Music?
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9.
Did you see the new Ted Williams?
No, what's new with Ted Williams?
Oh, the new Ted Williams, the homeless guy?
The guy that worked at GM.
Story kind of bothers me, by the way.
He's wearing a suit, handing out resumes in traffic.
He's got a great resume, great education. I have a feeling he doesn't want to leave Silicon Valley.
But
we should call him
quote-unquote homeless?
Well, he says he is, yeah. Homeless, hungry, for
well, then
success,
what's wrong with being homeless and having nice clothes on and saying, I really, really want a job?
Nothing, but wouldn't you think there'd be a better way to get a job than this?
I know this is, but he's look at all the attention he's getting.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, like the guy with the billboard that we thought was so stupid.
Bitcoin.com offered him a job.
I heard.
We should call him, though.
What is Bitcoin at?
His number's 7,000, I think.
7,000? Is that, that's up, isn't it? 7,000?
It's been kind of flagging around there for a while.
Has Bitcoin shown any sign of finding its former life?
Yeah. Don't you see all the ATMs around for Bitcoin?
I mean, the value.
There are some around. Have you ever seen one?
I have.
Yeah, I have too. Yeah.
Are you still loaded?
Huh?
You still Bitcoin loaded?
Not loaded in Bitcoin.
I thought you were.
No, that's Zooves.
Oh, Zooves.
He's the one who made $9 billion off it.
Nice going, Joe.
He's retiring pretty soon.
Yep.
He's already retired.
August the 1st, 1964, the Beatles scored their fifth number one in 7 months when A Hard Day's Night went to the top of the charts. 1964, also on August the 1st, the story reported, the harmonica was making a big comeback. Thanks was used by Stevie Wonder, the Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, and even the Beatles on Love Me Do. During a 65 UK tour on August 1st, the Rolling Stones appeared at the London Palladium, supported by the Walker Brothers
65?
And Steam Packet featuring Rod Stewart. Steam Packet? What kind of a band name is that? The three-day U.S. Atlantic City Pop Festival took place at the Atlantic City Racetrack with B.B. King, Janis Joplin, Santana, Three Dog Night, Dr. John, Procol Harum, Arthur Brown, Iron Butterfly, CCR, Little Richard, Tim Buckley. They had Woodstock gets all the festival attention in 69. Woodstock and Monterey and Altamont. But there were so 59. Many. And they were huge. Tim Buckley was there. The Birds, Jefferson Airplane, The Mothers of Invention, Canned Heat. Joni Mitchell started to cry and ran off the stage in the middle of her third song because the crowd was not paying attention to her once. So maybe that's why she didn't go to Woodstock. Although she wrote the song Woodstock. Which
is a picture of Woodstock.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young recorded it and had a hit with it, although she wrote it. 1971, the concert for Bangladesh, organized by George Harrison, aid victims of famine in Bangladesh, took place in New York, Madison Square Garden, featuring Bob Dylan, Ringo, Billy Preston, Eric Clapton, Ravi Shankar. Badfinger were the band, the supporting band, pretty much for the whole show. Sonny and Cher's Comedy Hour started on August 1st, 1971 on primetime American TV. That was a huge show.
CBS.
Yeah. Rick Springfield started a two-week run at number one in 1981 with Jesse's Girl, which won Grammys.
No, believe
he was
not.
A soap star.
He was on General Hospital.
Yeah.
1987, New Orleans, Dave Stewart married Bananarama founding member Shibham Fahey. Shaban, I think is her name. Whatever.
What was
they
big
divorced.
Song?
Venus? Bananarama? Venus, which is the worst version. The shocking blue version is the version.
And boy, was summer, she good maybe? Looking.
Yeah, she was. That Finnish. Is she Finnish?
I forget.
She packed on a lot of weight.
I know.
By the way, later on. She got huge. Bob Seger had his first U.S. single that reached number one in this day in 87, same day Dave Stewart married Shaban, with Shakedown from Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, it's just a stupid bass cover.
No, it's
again.
A cool bass cover. I love how 90% of bass covers, you don't see the person's face.
Well, it's the bass line that matters. 2000, AC/DC kicked off their 140-date Stiff Upper Lip World Tour at Van Andel Arena right here in Michigan in Grand Rapids.
It sounds like a Nintendo song.
And Prince in 2007 kicked off a series of 21 sold-out shows at London's O2 Arena. That was the record that Michael
Prince.
Jackson wanted to break when he died.
Right, yeah. Here's Prince again.
Police same night played the first of two sold-out shows at Madison Square Garden on their reunion tour. 2013, the British government was trying to stop Kelly Clarkson from taking a rare turquoise and gold ring once owned by Jane Austen out of the country.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
She had bought it at an auction for £150, but culture minister had put a temporary export bar on it, saying he wanted the national treasure to be saved for the nation. And that's today in music. Is there
this fist on MTV started today.
Oh, was it August 1st?
August 1st, right?
1980?
81, I thought. 81? I'll go back.
Guess whose birthday it is?
Oh, Christ.
Who?
Mort Krim.
Is it today?
Let's call him.
The 31st of the 1st. Or the.
Tom, wait, you could have set it up better by saying we have breaking news.
My bad.
It's okay.
Mortster, was he 83? He told us he was 80. Did he say he was 83 or 82 when we talked?
When we think of a name that people trust,
he's really old.
Only one comes to mind: Mort Krim.
This week's chump is my son's best friend, Tucker. If you're coming to someone's house for a sleepover, you don't get a nosebleed. That's all my stuff you bled on, Tucker.
I gotta tell you,
who pissed me off? Dale Stern, the principal of Diana Lewis Elementary, who permanently canceled Pizza Fridays. Now, if pizza's not healthy, how come I've never seen a fat Italian? You, sir, are a pepperoni.
The first season of Detroiters, I thought it was just okay. This second season is just slayed, man. I don't know why, but it's just gotten
crazy. In spite of the obvious snub.
The other big thing on this day in history, let me see. Oh, is Charles Whitman was today. Happy anniversary, Charles.
Guy that killed 1966, the bell tower?
Yeah. So it's also the anniversary of that guy.
Citizen's arrest.
Yeah, self-deputy. Yeah.
Yep, that's right. Diane Lewis, by the way, is the voice of Goodman Acre.
I heard that today. I saw her. Yeah.
I guess that's what anchors do when they retire. They become the voice of law firms
always be,
and furniture stores.
She'll always be Rocky One to me.
That's right. I forgot she was in Rocky One. She had a line or two in it, didn't she?
She had the press conference with him.
Yeah.
Don't you remember? She interviewed him in the meat locker.
Why? I wonder why Diane Lewis got that gig.
She was in Philly at the time.
I know. I just. Well, it's fine. I'm
today's
good
also
for
the,
her.
The anniversary of Hitler opening up the Olympics in 36.
He really lit it up.
I saw the stones at the stadium they built for that Olympics.
Ooh, I've been to that stadium too.
Have you? Yeah. What for?
Just to see it.
Oh.
A family trip.
We were in a glass box that was outside, and I'm like, wow, this is really cool. And somebody said, oh, this is Hitler's box.
Oh, cool.
Like, well, no wonder it's cool.
What's her name's underwear there?
Eva Braun.
Eva Braun, no, not that I know of.
They used it to cover the stadium. It's an indoor stadium.
Let's just say
though.
They had to throw her underwear out at the A&P.
All right, should we call the homeless, the well-dressed homeless guy?
By the way, I put a call to Jack Morris for us.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What? Haven't heard back yet.
Already?
Jack Morris? Perhaps you heard of him.
Yeah, but why? I mean, I don't know.
Congratulate him on the Hall of Fame.
No, I know. I just no. Never mind.
Do you know anybody know this guy's name, or is it just resume guy?
No, his name's on his resume. David. I just thought it was weird. The guy's got a solid resume. Why is he on the corner of the street handing it out?
Well, for some reason, people were mad about this. I'm not mad about it.
I just wouldn't you think there'd be a better way to do it?
There were people mad about it, though.
Well, probably because he got a job.
I compared it to the guy who put up the billboard. He wanted to be... Was it Kanye West's assistant?
Please leave your message for 62...
I wonder if he's going to ghost new employees. Did you see that story?
Hi. This is the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. We were feeling some job offers, and we heard that you were the guy that was homeless in traffic handing out resumes, and we just thought we'd want to see what you were up to. Call the 248 number if you see it in the next, shortly.
Our website needs some updating, too.
Good luck.
We'll update the website. No, but Channel 7 News last night had a...
Good call on the music there. Is that Brandon? Nice.
You weren't very personal to him.
Where's the bass cover?
What?
You didn't call him David.
I didn't know his name. I was kind of... I really wasn't that interested in the story. But then I saw people were angry about it, and so I got a little more interested in it, because I'm like, why are people angry? Because it seemed to me that... Oh, bass cover of 9 to 5?
It sounds that much better already.
The bass line's a lot more important than I ever dreamed. I know, it's, I think the bass is a little loud. What are you looking for, Brandon?
Pardon?
What are you looking for?
This up here?
Yeah.
It's Mark.
Oh.
Oh, I was just going along with this guy getting a job or looking for a job.
Oh, looking for the story?
Channel 7 had a story about the new thing.
Oh!
Is ghosting. You get a job and then you just don't show up on day
one.
What? Yes.
Why?
That's
not a new thing or a good thing.
No. Trying to find it. Oh, yeah.
That reminds me.
But what I like is the man on the street inside this story.
I had some stunned people who emailed because, they took the slide down at Belle Isle.
Yeah, for a splash pad.
Now, the slide was put in 1996. Mm-hmm. It was apparently great fun for a few years, and then it got broken or trashed or something.
I've been to Belle Isle.
I've never seen it either.
I've been there a good amount of times. I've seen it. I've never seen it in operation.
I've never even seen it, I don't think.
Just a regular slide?
I just didn't notice it.
It's a water slide. It's by the aquarium.
It's a big slide. So anyway, it was out of action for probably a decade or so, and then it was fixed, and it worked for the last 5 years, and then they said... You know what, this slide, I don't even know why we put money. Just get this out of here. It's just a mess.
It is out of place. It's just like two giant water slides in the middle of Belle
Isle. Anyway, it apparently has the Boblo boat effect where people were so emotional about the slide being taken down. People showed up to see it get taken down.
Really?
Because they're going to miss it.
Really?
That's what I was told. There was a story on the news. It might have been night before last or something. Whenever they did, I was so dumb. I didn't want to be alive anymore after I heard the story. But yeah, I don't want to be part of the species. It's too stupid to be part of the species.
Where'd you see it?
Somebody told me about it. I didn't see it. It was probably night before last, maybe. Hmm. I don't know if we should go on a goose chase for it. So
I thought I saw it. I thought I saw it.
Did you see Proposal last night, Miz?
No, I missed it.
What?
And I usually watch it with you.
A Vegas dancer won.
Really?
Yeah, a hot little Vegas dancer.
Of course.
Now, two weeks ago, wasn't it a bunch of guys?
Yeah, it was girls last night, though. I can tell you, the third to the last girl he eliminated is smoking hot. I couldn't believe he didn't pick her. Her name was Shelby. It's up there. You want to just.
Is your lineup set, Tom?
Just for shits and giggles?
No, not yet.
Tom's setting his fantasy baseball lineup.
Oh, damn. Hey, there's nothing worse when you look on, you left somebody who's not playing and you're starting roster.
Yeah.
I get it, Tommy.
Oh, no.
Tom Mazzaway is multitasking.
I've got 5 players I lost to the National League this week.
Who?
Oh, that's right, because you play AL only.
AL only. So anyone that I had on the AL.
Who'd you lose?
I got traded to the NL. Oh. I lost two closers. I lost my catcher today.
Oh, no.
I lost the starting pitcher.
Did you catch Ramos to the Phillies?
Yeah.
How are you going to sleep tonight?
I'm not. I'm pissed. But I do have Asuna.
Go to the final four, Mark, if you can. Oh, you picked up Asuna.
Yeah.
Those chicks are hot.
I know. They were beautiful last night.
How many did Jesse Palmer bang?
You're not going to believe that he did not pick Shelby. She is so hot.
That's Shelby.
Oh. She did, however, say at the Q&A, it might be coming up here, that she's looking for somebody who's not intimidated. But I thought, oh, okay, you're so hot. You're looking for some guy who's not intimidated by you. Ooh!
Wasn't it a black?
When you asked who's the black, do you mean the black dress or the black girl?
Black dress. Okay. Black dress.
The black dress with the huge tubes.
Yeah. Ridiculous. And she's hot. She's beautiful, too. Man.
Four single eligible ladies remain, and all night Winston has been in his pod.
The Vegas dancers on the right,
and making all
the bikini, she was way hot.
And by the end of the evening, Winston will make a heartfelt proposal.
Winston.
Will he propose marriage? And if he
What's
does,
Winston do?
Winston's British. Yes. He owns a big company.
To help him
He's
decide,
loaded.
Winston is going to ask the ladies a series of questions about things that matter to him most, and nothing is off limits. It could be politics, religion, past relationships. Even sex.
Winston,
how you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling incredible, nervous, and actually really excited. I just want to say thank you. I feel absolutely honored.
When he comes out of the Bachelor Pod, get ready.
Ladies, not
only something
is
really
handsome,
weird about his hairstyle. Really
catch.
Weird.
He's also the founder and owner of a large, successful
tip
business.
Anything off, but I'm just telling you.
He's a self-made millionaire. And he's
Look
also
her. Check
a
her
father.
Out.
To this adorable guy, Max.
It's a dog.
Daddy.
It's time to begin. All right, Winston. What's your first deal-breaker question?
My first question to Lauren.
It's not a question, Winston.
I understand you obviously lost a friend to gun violence, and I've had a similar... tragedy happened to myself. I'd like to know, what is your stance on gun laws?
Gun rules, I just feel like we need to do a better job at controlling the gun policy right now. There's so many people dying on a day-to-day basis.
The crowd's
and
all nodding to her as if she's saying something.
And we need to put a stop to it. There's too many lives that are just being taken for no reason at all. It's too many innocent lives leaving us on a day-to-day basis. We need to do something about it. We need to change the policy.
We're powerful.
We need to do
better. That's a powerful
we
statement.
We need to make sure that everybody is able to live a fulfilling life.
All right,
everyone
Lauren, your time's up. Thank you so much.
Brandon's on Shelby's Instagram, by the way. Does she have a lot of followers?
U.S. Americans.
Brandon?
Because some... people out there in our nation don't have that.
Am I playing
and,
that?
Where's that coming from?
I'm very, very close to my mum and my sisters, who I love very, very much. How is your relationship with your family?
This is the Vegas showgirl.
I love my family so much, and it's really hard to be away from them as I moved away from my family too, like you. So I try to keep it in best contact that I can with them.
Maz, you have any thoughts?
I'm very close with my younger brother, who is 5 years younger. My older sister is 5 years older. My parents divorced, and they're still wonderful, and I love them so much, and I hope to see them again soon.
You've probably never even heard of our family, huh?
Got quite a body on her.
She has 11,500 followers.
My next question is for the lovely Kathleen there.
Just wondered. This girl's outclassed by the other three.
I know you live on the East Coast there in New York, right?
Yes.
So how would you go about a long-distance engagement?
What a dumb question.
We would take it day by day, but I actually love traveling, so I wouldn't mind going back and forth. And depending on where you live, I love exploring anywhere. I love the West Coast. I haven't been to a lot of places, so I'd love to explore the other opportunities that will bring us.
Too bad you're the ugliest. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, Winston.
That's what I was saying last night, for the record.
Deal breaker question.
I agree.
Obviously, the last question is for Shelby. I love your name, Shelby, by the way.
Hi, Shelby.
He likes how hot she is.
How big are those titties, Shelby?
So, Shelby, I'm very interested to find out what sort of qualities do you look for in a man and therefore in a relationship?
She should be the winner.
So
those tits do
the
look
biggest
ridiculous.
Thing that I look for, that I find the most great. Attractive out of anything, is ambition. I'm an extremely ambitious person. Jeez. I kind yep. of took a huge risk and now run my own business, and I want someone that I can travel with that has, I mean, you have a company that's awesome, and they get my life and that I'm busy, and
oh
I want
God,
that partner.
Oh, my God, it's all about her.
Is, I know, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
the Jay-Z to my Beyonce, so.
I thought she lost a lot of points here.
That's the one he chose?
I'm hoping that's you.
Hey, Shelby, thank you.
I'm not saying that. She lost points there, trust me.
They're too so, big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore.
Yeah, they're pretty big, but that's, I think they're pretty good. You think they're a negative?
You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs you feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants and stuff. You see your pussy from behind.
Oh, Jesus.
That's from the Bachelor pod. Wow. They have a hidden microphone
that was
in there.
How about
yeah. that?
I don't
leak today.
I don't mind fakers at all, but hers look a little ridiculous.
Yeah,
maybe it's the way she's standing.
I think it might be the dress.
The way she, yeah, or the way she's like, I don't know. Yeah,
look pretty good to me.
Me too.
Yeah, I think if you were on top of them, they might feel okay.
He might want to propose marriage to.
But she's pretty. She doesn't need him that
big.
No,
I know. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Who are the three women that you'd like to get to know better?
You should just fucking smile.
I can't believe this got out. Pretty upsetting.
I love how he loses his accent when he's talking about.
Let me see this guy come out of the Bachelor pod. I'm telling you, his hair is bizarre.
The game's over.
Shelby thinks she's gonna be number one.
Of course. He chose
picks the black chick first. I like her.
She's pretty, man.
I think you should have picked her actually.
She's really hot. No better.
Ew, I don't like her or her.
You didn't see the showgirl's body, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Zappy.
It's a Vegas showgirl.
The hair is stupid.
She'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I think,
so stupid.
I think any of these girls would be.
Kathleen,
I don't know. I don't think Shelby,
Shelby
is.
Winston, think carefully about this. Who's the next woman that
it's
you want
so
to get to know
so obviously Shelby. He's punishing her for the bad answer.
Once again, you're giving him too much credit.
I don't know. I think he picked her first the first time.
So the final lady I'd like to get to know better is Shelby.
You sound like you're from London.
Kathleen, nothing to be ashamed of.
She should have flashed her boobies at him.
Oh, that poor girl.
Crawl back, suck my cock, and say you're sorry in that order.
It's a pathetic that they released that today.
It's terrible.
Remain, and the moment of truth is almost here. But first, as you ladies know...
Oh, shut up, Palmer.
Mom's coming out to ask questions.
Do we want to hear Mom? We don't want to hear Mom.
No, we don't need to hear Mom. Okay. This might be the biggest surprise in reality show history coming up.
What? That he's not a millionaire?
No. Well, his hair might be the biggest surprise.
I'm dying.
His hair is really weird.
I'm now dying to see his hair.
Does he get is it like a weave? A perm?
Tess wanted me to freeze the screen a couple times.
The first lady I'd like to move forward with is...
Because it looks weird. You'll see.
He's got really weird hair.
Abby.
No, that's what I hate about these reality shows is how long it took them to say that.
I know. It's stupid.
They're trying to build...
There's only three left, so...
These two did you most connect
okay,
with?
Everybody thinks she's taking Shelby for sure, right?
I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting.
You look like a...
The next lady I'd like to move forward with is...
There's an edit here.
It's Laura. We're waiting.
Oh. Shelby is history. He actually said the black girl, and they edited in her name. I guess in post-production. Yeah, pretty weird.
You think Palmer got her number?
Hell yeah, he did.
Yeah, I think he did.
Do you think he still has it, or is he done with her?
He might have.
They filmed this at least 2 weeks ago.
I think he might be done with that receptacle.
You just like to hit and quit it, huh? That's how you roll?
Stand here right now, knowing that the gentleman in that pod right there could be your ultimate soulmate.
Get ready for the pod to open.
Where's his hair at? Yeah, I don't want to hear Palmer blab and blab and blab. This show could be 5 minutes long.
Open the pod.
Wait till you see the pod open.
It's a haircut.
Is it like a Mark Davis haircut?
I hope
it's
I
a haircut.
I hope I didn't over-exaggerate. I'm telling you, there's
okay,
something
let him
weird about his hair. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on. It might just be that he needs a haircut. I don't know. It's really plastered to his head, first of all.
Oh, man, they're wet.
And he's weird looking, too.
This is actually a pretty dope haircut for a white person.
This dude is weird.
Ew, I don't like
it. Looks like Ed Sullivan.
That hair's stupid.
He'd be wearing it.
What?
Yeah, I'd be like squirting.
So it's like the Richard Spencer haircut, you know, like the alt-right haircut.
No, but look, but plastered. You got to see the whole thing.
But it's plastered down with tons of gel.
Yeah.
Just really thankful, really. Like,
thankful?
Two unbelievably gorgeous girls, and not only that, you've got great personalities as well.
It looks like, is it myself, painted on his head? Is that what's going on?
Fiance,
it's like
night.
Slackered down.
But it's really short on the sides and extremely long on the top.
Yeah. What you want to say, but usually when they do that, they just comb it over.
Which of you two he's going to propose to? Now, this is something that really has to come from your heart, because this will be your last chance to win him over.
Is his head shaped weird, or is that just his hair? Look at the shape of his head.
The biggest moment of your life.
Well, his hair is the same color as his skin tone, too, which is kind of odd.
Yeah.
So Winston, you've taken some risks in your life.
What's his name, Winston?
You left your friends, you left your family back in the UK to be here to chase your career. When you think back in your life and the sacrifices you made,
does that exaggerate?
Help us understand how big this moment is for you tonight.
Unbelievable. I mean, yeah, it's massive. It's like I have a great life and...
Get out of here, illegal.
Anything missing is like someone to share it with, like a best friend, which is what I'm looking for tonight. And hopefully I'll find it.
I love the audience.
Well, in just a few minutes, our two final women will each get the chance to show how far they're willing to go for love, and so will Winston. And of course, that's coming up next on The Proposal.
If you look at Winston Showman, that's his last name, his Instagram, he's an actor with an IMDb page. He was in 2017's Road and 2014's EastEnders. He appeared himself in YOLO UK, O'Brien and Girlfriend.
But he had a business. You fast forward.
He's got a dog named Max.
The ending gets very weird.
Here's one of his here's one of his Instagrams. Gym sesh today. Saw him tomorrow. Get a ref for a good weekend. And it's him nude.
Oh,
he's also on Big Brother UK 15, where he placed seventh. Yeah.
Oh, he's an entrepreneur and a self-made millionaire.
This guy's on Big Brother. He's bizarre.
He was 2016. He was in a relationship. Captioned a photo of himself holding up a girl. Babe. Since then, he's preoccupied himself with spending time at the gym.
His teeth are really weird, too.
Well, he's British.
I know, but it's not 1940.
Oh, my God. I don't think he owns a shirt, this poor man.
I mean, there's fluoride in the water now.
I know. But stereotypes are hard to die.
This guy's just so weird to watch.
Drew, honestly,
so fidgety. Tom, he doesn't own a shirt?
Tom, you see his Instagram, right?
Not one right, shirt.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, out of the last 7 photos that weren't from the proposal show, how many do you think he does not have a shirt on?
I'm going to guess at least 5.
6.
6.
Mm-hmm. There's another one, no shirt.
How buff is the guy?
He's pretty ripped, man.
Is he?
Yeah.
He definitely loves himself.
He really does.
He looks bizarre. I'm telling you. Go ahead.
Here he is, shirtless, hitting a golf ball.
Is he shirtless?
Terrible swing.
Golf ball?
That's 500 yards away.
No, it's not.
Shut up.
I hate this guy.
Look at that Vegas showgirl. She's... I couldn't stop looking at him, though. His head is bizarre.
Ooh. Sounds like he was hitting on Shelby, though.
I'd like to hear from first.
After the show.
Uh-oh.
I think I'd like to hear from Abby first.
What's it say?
It just said that this guy slid into Shelby's DMs after the show.
Oh.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great.
Looking gorgeous.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
So I have to say, it's just gotten a little bit more real each step of the way. Only hearing your voice, and then only seeing it like a poke of your ear or your head. Meeting
his
your
teeth.
Wonderful mother.
She met
the
her for
way that
20
it felt
seconds.
When the pod opened.
The pod.
I can't explain the rush of emotions that I felt.
There was just your vagina getting moist.
It was insane.
When the pod opened.
I felt like somebody punched me in the stomach.
When the pod opened.
He loved me.
And that weirdo came out.
He's weird looking.
His teeth.
You got a little Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I love that you have women in your life, that you have a mom and sisters that you care for so deeply.
Thank you. Mess with a very weird separated birth.
Fit and you're hot.
What do you think, Mark? Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Not at all.
And I just think that we can just
double together. Impact.
I think we can have fun.
No.
Yes. I want to see it.
What a double impact.
Brandon, what do you think? Jean-Claude Van Damme, double impact?
Double impact.
And the bad, proposal dude.
The bad brother.
And what a line of bullshit that girl just delivered. Don't make any decisions
just yet. She's in love with him.
Will come forward and open up
she got punched in the gut when the pot opened. The black chick loves him. She's madly in love with him. I'm telling you.
Okay, so I know that you're super nervous. I'm just as nervous. My hands are freaking sweaty. But you know what?
Gross.
I just want to give you my all.
Aww.
I really want to just be here for you. I want to be everything that you need.
Nice.
And just like you, I have a special lady in my life. I know your mother's here. She's a wonderful person. I can just feel her energy from that
seat. Is she your mom?
But my special lady is my grandmother. Great. She means the world to me. And when you do propose...
Do you think he's wondering how old she is?
I want to make sure that my grandmother is there, so I can show her.
How close to death?
I've crossed off everything on her list that she wanted me to accomplish in my life. And I want her to see how great of a guy you are. Like, look, wait, turn around, guys.
You're the best grandma ever.
Look, he's amazing.
That was the most awkward spin in world history.
Weird.
Yeah, so I really just want to, like, share my world with you.
He might be the most bizarre human I've ever seen.
Well, I'm looking at his Instagram. Tom, you see this picture?
There's
a picture of him, and it's captioned, quick, earlier before getting suited and booted. Here we go, then. Right? What do you think about when you see that photo? It's him in the gym bathroom, shirtless.
He's got breast implants.
I'm just wondering.
Muscle implants.
Who took that picture? Because it's not a selfie.
That's true.
So some other dude had to take that picture of him, which he probably said, I'll add that one to another. And thankfully they did, because there's another one of him.
By the way, what a nice picture that
someone
that
else took.
Randall, did you find double impact?
Yeah, it's been on the screen for like 10 minutes.
Wait, right there.
It looks nothing like Van Damme.
No. Yeah, the one to the right there.
Oh, my God.
Look at his hair greased back.
We need to go to Yaldo.
Come down with the hair, Brandon.
Well, he does have slick back hair. This guy is slicked to the side hair. The weirdest
here's another
hairstyle ever,
Instagram
possibly.
He had 4 months to Ibiza. Time to start the shred, persist the speech resistance. Fuck off. Of course this guy went to Ibiza.
Okay, you got to see the ending. Ugh. It's almost over.
By the way, Double Impact, one of the best movies ever.
Really? One of the best movies ever? Can
I quote you? Let's see what I got on the thermometer.
Go ahead. I love it.
Brandon, what are you watching?
Jean-Claude Van Damme dancing.
He is so cool.
Who's going to pick Maz?
He's picking Vegas.
He's going to take the white chick. Double impact.
I think the black chick's really in love with him.
14% double impact on Rotten Tomatoes.
One of the best movies ever.
42 from the audience.
Screw them.
I think Abby. I'd like to.
Even that was weird. Black chick is bummed.
Actually.
What?
Oh, what a dick.
Abby, I've got to ask you something first before I do this.
Oh, fuck
off.
Okay.
Do you like going to the gym?
Would you be prepared to have a first kiss before I put this ring on your finger?
He won her back. She was freaking out for a second. Look at this. Look at this gross kiss.
Ugh. Oh my God! Ew.
Yeah.
Good for her. The other girl for leaving.
She's like, you're so gross. I'm so glad you didn't pick me.
Do they like kiss privates or what's the deal?
She didn't want to catch anything. That's why she left.
Nothing left to do. But
you want to kiss me?
Where's Palmer at? Is he beating off in the pod?
Yeah.
Did they kiss?
He did. He closed the pod so he could beat off. Isn't there Shelby?
Jesse Palmer's just whacking away.
What a show.
When did this air?
So weird.
So weird.
When did this air?
Last night.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
It's over already.
He's dead.
They broke up.
What?
Oh, man. But they fucked like crazy.
They did one quick vacation to Vegas, and after Vegas, they...
Look at him grow her ass.
Look at these gross kisses.
He went on vacation, nailed her, and then left her in Vegas and took off.
Of course he did.
You mean he, like, dumped her? Ugh. Look at that guy's face. He's so weird. You mean it was a hump and dump?
Pretty much.
A blatant hump and dump?
Did he get the ring back?
Unless she wanted out, but, you know, she lives in Vegas.
No, she can't want that guy. That's impossible.
Does Neil Lane get the ring back?
You just like to hit and quit it, huh? That's how you roll?
I don't think so. Oh, my God.
Ash has accidentally connected to someone else's speakers in the complex, so it's fucking loud. We're going to whack some porn on.
Oh, that's nice.
That's him?
Yeah, his buddy has his phone connected to someone else's speaker in the complex, so they're going to play porn over
it. If we're going to have sex, that's all it is. Period.
Can you hear that?
Cool.
Ugh. No, I can't hear it.
No.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Every other picture on his Instagram.
He is very hateable.
It's him working out.
He's hateable. Is there another video you can play?
Sure. Here he is jumping into a pool. Oh.
The famous video.
Oh, I was so praying he wiped out and cracked his head open.
Spot.
Oh, cool. Ah. Cool video, dude.
Oh, my God, is he weird.
How many followers does he have?
4,300.
I don't know. They're dipping in the well, though, if they're getting actors to play their bachelors. And
I know.
So, Brandon, there's just none more to the story, but he went to Vegas, nailed her, and then left, and that's it. It's over.
Oh, my God,
the proposal put out a tweet at 2 a.m. this morning, so after it aired last night.
3 hours after he picked her, they put out a tweet.
Out a tweet that had a couple pictures of them together that says, hey, they took a great vacation together. Let's see. I think it's up here. So the proposal at the proposal TV. After the proposal, Winston and Abby took a lovely trip to Vegas together.
Were they fucked?
They've enjoyed each other's company and had a great experience, but parted ways. Best wishes to you both.
Can you scroll so I can see the pictures? There we go.
Here are the pictures.
Of them boning? Ooh, look at he's got his hand on her ass.
Right on the ass. Oh, yeah. Bad. You know that...
adult. What's the second picture?
They're on some ride. Looks like they went.
Winston sucks.
Did a roller coaster ride.
I'm going to go back into his old tweets and see if he ever did anything racist.
Please find something racist in his tweets.
I wonder if the other ones are still going.
The previous month. The first couple episodes,
they're very happy.
They're still together.
They really believed in the program.
They stayed through the whole season of the proposal.
Well, season's not over yet.
Ridiculous. All right, get us out of here, Brandon. Like us on Facebook. We're over 16,000 likes now. We're just charging a little on Facebook for some reason.
Tom, I went back and looked at your old tweets. First tweet you ever put out.
Uh-oh.
Very entertaining.
What were they?
The very first tweet. I have no idea what I'm doing.
There you go.
November 11, 2010.
Boy, I've come a long way.
The next day, the next tweet. Friday equals pizza delivery.
A lot of likes and retweets.
Yes, I do. I know.
How many likes? Blue, listen on WOMC and Sirius XM at noon.
How many likes did that get?
None.
What?
November 14th. Why not throw the damn ball, Coughlin? Eli's hitting everything today. Just screaming into the void. I went back and looked at mine, too.
Find his first tweet that gets some serious activity.
It'd take a while.
He had a retweet on the WOMC one.
Oh.
Oh, you have a retweet on Welcome to the D, Victor Martinez.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Victor, that's 2013?
2010.
He's been here that long? That's right. He re-signed.
So 2010, I was still doing Michigan games.
I don't... Whoa. Oh, boy.
With Frank Beckman?
No. Yeah, Beckman was there.
Yeah.
Can you say...
We were on the FM.
Tom's first like was a screen pic of, looks like CNN, of Joe Paterno and the Penn State president stepping down, and you wrote, it's ugly in State College, and someone liked it.
Heavy.
Yeah, you've really lightened up over the years.
Leave me alone. Thanks, Zod fans. Thank you.
We'll pick a winner, I guess.
Salesman of the month.
Sweet. Congrats, Maz, and congrats to our winner, which we will pick and pass along at some future date shortly.